After a perfect 2-0 start to the season, Chi High began the gauntlet of their Big Rivers Conference schedule with a home matchup against the Hudson Raiders.
Probably four down territory.
Trips to the right. Back to pass. Design rollout. To his right for Hudson. Throws right side. It's high. It's in there. The interception. And the 26-yard
Jackson Google line. With the interception.
Jackson Google. That is his third pick of the season. He's also recovered a fumble for good measure. Tip drill there. And Jackson Google. Johnny on the spot.
Now you can't forget about Jackson Google down there. We mentioned Dawson Goodman, but we're going to hear that name, Jackson Google, just as much.
First and 10 Hudson from their own 40-yard line, leading 7-0, 4:11 to go here in the first quarter on Veterans Night in Chippewa Falls. Man in motion left to right for Bussin, the quarterback. High pitch. It's on the ground. It's loose. It's still loose, and Hudson trying to fall on it. Chi High, it's still loose, and they will get it at the 28-yard line. Oh, my goodness, like a greased watermelon. That ball squirted out between about five pairs of hands, and the Cards finally corral it.
And that's why you stick with it right there. Not only is that a loss of, it looks like, 32 yards on the play, but Chi High picks the ball up in great field position. And look at the momentum just switch with this crowd.
Wesley Tanzer coming to get the student section on their feet. Second and 13. Back to pass Von Hayden. He's going deep down the right sideline. Over the shoulder catch. That's Howard inside the 35 to the 30 and pushed down out of bounds at the 25-yard line. 30-plus yards on the pitch and catch from Mason Von Hayden to Mason Howard.
And that throw was just a bullet, just a perfect pass to the outside shoulder. Result is the ball's on the 23-yard line.
7:09 to go in just the third quarter. Chi High trailing 14-0. They have a third and goal from inside the one-yard line. Von Hayden, the quarterback. Mason Howard, Mason Tester. Wing backs, fullback, Nathan Drevis. Third and goal. Wheeling and giving to Drevis. Drevis pushing into the end zone. Touchdown, Chippewa Falls.
Drevis deserved that one. 30 yards of offense on this drive. Hard fought from the fullback. Really came in there and gave a nice little punch for Chi High.
With 18 seconds to play, and Bussin will take a knee. And that should do it here from Chippewa Falls. The visiting Hudson Raiders proved to be a little bit too strong for Chi High in the Big Rivers Conference opener. Your final here from DeRay Field in Chippewa Falls. Hudson 17, Chi High 7.
A tough loss to begin the Big Rivers Conference schedule. But there are no off weeks in the BRC. And the road gets even tougher this week as the Cards hit the road against the rival Mustangs of Menominee. It's time for Chi High Football on WOGO Sports.
I mean, that's...
Chi High Football is on the air.
WOGO, your sports station.
WOGO's coverage of the Cardinals is brought to you by Ashley Construction, Post Glass and Mirror, your Eau Claire Hy-Vee, Berry Global of Chippewa Falls, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Culver's of Lake Alley, the Check Law Office, Dave Check Attorney, the Fleet Farm Distribution Center of Chippewa Falls, Heath Loken and Associates, Professional Land Surveying, Holly Bovee of Coldwell Banker Brenizer Realtors, Johnson Roloff Service, Northwestern Bank, Bykerth Heating and Cooling, Mason Companies, Stelter Incorporated, the Medicine Shop of Chippewa Falls and Menominee, Royal Credit Union, Choice and Ford of Chippewa Falls, White City Glass, Weirs Gallup Plumbing, Heating and Air of the Chippewa Valley, Wynn Family Dentistry of Chippewa Falls, and by the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Now, with the Culver's Kickoff Show, here's your WOGO sports team, Caleb Swenson, Dave Check, and Alan Dunham.
Good evening and welcome to Menominee, Wisconsin. Beautiful Don and Nona Williams Stadium. It is an overcast night, but the rain has mercifully left the vicinity, at least for right now, for this Big Rivers Conference tilt between your Chippewa Falls Cardinals at 2-1 on the year and the 1-2 Mustangs of Menominee. I'm Caleb Swenson. To my right, Alan Dunham joining me in the booth tonight here at Williams Stadium. And Alan, I think first and foremost, the thing that everyone needs to know is this is a 1-2 Menominee team that is as dangerous as any team Chi-Hi will face in the Big Rivers Conference this year.
Absolutely. They lost the two games, really close games and tough opponents. So not an indication of how good this team is. They're certainly always a favorite to win the BRC, and this year will be no exception.
Menominee lost to a state-ranked Rice Lake team, and that actually was a game where at the end of the game on fourth and goal from the 5-yard line, receiver fell down, an interception by the talented Zach Orr from Rice Lake, and Menominee lost that game after Rice Lake mounted a furious comeback, and the Warriors, of course, was something to prove not being in the Big Rivers Conference this year. So those two teams shared the conference title last year. Menominee's second game lost 14-0. Strange, of course, to be blanked on the scoreboard, but that was against an Onalaska team that is also ranked in the top three in the state in their respective division. And so I think Menominee maybe had a little aggression to get out as they went up to Superior at NBC Spartan Stadium last Friday night and laid the wood on Superior 41-7. Coach Sins told the Dunn County News afterward everything really seemed to come together for his team that one night.
It's always nice to go up to Superior and to play them, and Superior probably will be towards the bottom of the conference. So again, just as those losses aren't a true indication that win isn't either, we expect this game to be really close.
Chi-Hi, of course, 38-7, their game one against Holman, a win there, then 35-21 against DC Everest in their home opener. But a tough game against a very talented Hudson team that probably will be in the mix for the conference title race. 17-7, Chi-Hi fell. That included an hour and 41 minutes weather delay and a game of inches. Both Hudson touchdowns in that game, not to take anything away from the Raiders, but both very, very close to being interceptions. And sometimes it is just those few plays that might decide a game. A lot of credit to that Hudson defensive line as well. There's some game wreckers there. And Chi-Hi struggled to move the ball.
Yeah, absolutely. Their defense is very stout and talented. You know, with Will McDonald, they're right in the middle, a 6'5 kid, the 250 pounds. Talented athletes being recruited by the Badgers. We talked about that last week. And then their secondary played very well. And so it was tough for Chi-Hi, as you mentioned, to get yards. And both teams had two turnovers in the first quarter, kind of a sloppy game, feeling it out. Then you had that long delay, and Chi-Hi came out a little bit flat in the second quarter, regained momentum in the third quarter, but was not enough to overcome Hudson. And so now we're looking forward to get back on track against an always tough Menominee team. I don't think we've won regular season against Menominee since 2008. So it's definitely something in the coach's mind. This is a game that everybody wants to win. It's on my Christmas list every year. All I want for Christmas is to beat Menominee.
The last time these two teams met in Chi-Hi emerged the victory, the playoffs, level two in 2015, six straight for the Mustangs. This is the 110th meeting between these two programs, one of the oldest rivalries in the state. This is the Culver's Kickoff Show presented by Culver's of Lake Halley. Give us 3 minutes, and we're back with our interview, starting with Mike Sins, head coach in his second year at the helm of Menominee. Back in three, this is Chi-Hi Football on WOGO Sports and Cardinal TV.
Mason Companies, a family-owned, community-focused e-commerce retailer, has been operating in Wisconsin for over 117 years. So don't wait. Join our team today. We are hiring for our distribution center and customer care center. Full and part-time positions available. Score a great new career with Mason Companies. Apply now at masoncompaniesinc.com/careers. That's masoncompaniesinc.com/careers.
Every parent knows their child is special, but at Smiles in Motion Pediatric Dentistry, that's exactly how my child and I feel.
At Smiles in Motion, their focus is on providing truly special dental care and experiences so children develop healthy dental habits for a lifetime. Their board-certified pediatric dentists are specialists in the smiles of infants, children, and teens, including those with special needs. They're experts in pediatrics and in having fun. Meet the team and take a tour of our amazing child-friendly office at sim4kids.com.
Looking for a little more comfort in your life? Call the experts at Kurth Heating and Cooling, your local, employee-owned, factory-authorized carrier dealer. Kurth technicians are the authorities at getting peak performance from your heating and cooling system. You could even find yourself saving money on your energy bill. They work on most brands of equipment, so call Kurth first. They have ways of making you very comfortable. Turn to the experts. Kurth Heating and Cooling.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For three generations, Stelter Inc. has taken pride in bringing you only the highest quality concrete. They mine and process the aggregates themselves, with daily testing to ensure quality and performance. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you, and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Get the job done right. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyce & Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyce & Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyce & Ford.
It seems like a dollar just doesn't go as far these days. But when was the last time you had a pay raise? Give yourself your own cost of living increase with a new career at Berry Global in Chippewa Falls. Plastics manufacturer Berry Global has opened up night shift production operator positions with entry-level wages starting at $23.60 per hour. Medical, dental, and vision coverage, a 2-2-3 schedule, and you'll start out at $23.60 per hour. Find the Chippewa Falls location at berryglobal.com/careers. That's berryglobal.com/careers. Careers.
Welcome back to the Culver's Kickoff Show, presented by Culver's of Lake Halley. Chi-High football on the road against the perennial rival, the Menominee Mustangs, here with head coach Sins of Menominee. Coach, a lot of people may have made the mistake of thinking that your program was off to a tough start, but you played a tremendous level of competition those first 2 weeks. How did that galvanize the team moving into the Big Rivers Conference schedule when you really laid the wood on Superior?
Yeah, we felt like we played a really good non-conference schedule this year. Rice Lake's rated number two in the state, and Onalaska's three. We told our kids that, you know, they're two non-conference games. We got to find out what type of team we are, you know, figure a few things out, and then we'll go from there. And, you know, last week up at Superior, we played an A game for us, which obviously was huge. And, again, we know that it will ramp up a little bit here. Again, when we play Chip, we know how good they are.
Coach, what are you doing well at this point?
I thought last week we came off the ball really well. You know, our O-line and D-line got after it, and we talked about that the entire week of practice. So just about, we got to start, you know, trying to dominate the line of scrimmage, and I thought we did that last week. And again, this week will be much tougher, but, and again, we're growing up. We start a lot of underclassmen. I mean, we're going to play two freshmen tonight on varsity, which just doesn't happen here ever. and then we have, you know, five or six sophomores that will get a lot of time. So we're a pretty young team, but you know, we're growing up every day of practice and just every rep, and we'll see how it goes tonight.
And finally, Coach, what are your impressions of Chippewa this year? Of course, they played well in their non-conference schedule, but then got set back on their heels a little bit against a tough Hudson team last week.
Yeah, they're the classic Chippewa team. They're physical, they're well coached. You know, last week Hudson's defensive line is so good, it's scary. They got the kid going to Wisconsin. They got another junior who's outstanding. That's a really good football team that they played, and they played them tight right to the end. You know, they took care of DC Evers week two, and week one they beat Holman. So this is a really good team. I hope we can bring our A game to give us a chance here tonight.
Well, Coach, this is always a great atmosphere at Chippewa Falls and Menominee, and here at Williams Stadium. Doesn't get much better on a Friday night. Thank you for your time.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
That's head coach Mike Sins of Menominee, back with Coach Regovich after this on the Culver's Kickoff Show, presented by Culver's of Lake Halley.
Hi, this is Dave Check, attorney and owner of the Check Law Office. I've been a part of the Chippewa Falls community for most of my life. It's where I grew up and where I started my practice. My motto at the Check Law Office has always been to provide people with the same legal service that I would expect if my own family needed an attorney. You meet with me directly and you are treated like part of the team. My goal has always been to get problems solved as efficiently and inexpensively as possible. I have proudly fought for Chippewa Falls on the field, as a coach, and as an attorney. Don't hesitate to add the Check Law Office to your team.
A Royal Credit Union checking account helps make a difference in your community. Each time you use your Royal debit card, up to 5 cents goes back to your community through our nonprofit Royal Credit Union Foundation. The RCU Foundation has donated over $1 million to the Chippewa Valley since 2020. By using your Royal debit card, you're helping make a difference in your community. Open a Royal checking account and help us give back at rcu.org/bettertogether. Insured by NCUA.
Culver's could have only started in Wisconsin. Our team member Nick will tell you why.
Oh, yeah, that's an easy one. Wisconsin is the dairy state, so naturally, Culver's was inspired by everyone's favorite rich and creamy tradition, frozen custard. We make our fresh frozen custard in small batches in every Culver's. It's a match, or batch, made in heaven.
Come have a taste of Wisconsin. Welcome to Delicious.
Culver's of Lake Halley is now hiring with wages up to $18 an hour. Apply in person or at culvers.com.
Six Ways Post Glass and Mirror has you covered for anything glass.
Set! Hut. One!
Affordable auto glass repair and replacement.
Two!
Custom cut glass and mirrors.
Three!
Quick replacement of fogged or broken windows.
Four!
Free mobile service.
Five!
Window screen repair or replacement.
Six!
Endless colors and styles for your perfect custom shower door.
Touchdown!
Post Glass and Mirror, your glass experts, and proud to be part of the Chippewa Falls community. PostGlassandMirror.com.
When you're cheering on the Chi-High Cardinals, the best tailgate parties deserve the best beef. And at Hy-Vee, we know a thing or two about beef. That's why only 6 out of 100 cattle are good enough to bear the Hy-Vee brand. That's only 6 out of 100. You won't find quality like that anywhere else, so enjoy your hand-selected beef on the grill this week from Hy-Vee, a proud sponsor of Chi-High Football.
If you're used to big box store pharmacies, your local medicine shop of Chippewa Falls and Menominee probably feels a bit different. We don't just herd you through the line.
57, page 857.
We get to know you by name.
Hi, Sarah.
And always take the time to answer your questions. Plus, we offer free same-day local delivery. So think outside the big box. The Medicine Shop in Chippewa Falls and Menominee.
Back to the Culver's Kickoff Show, presented by Culver's of Lake Halley here at Donna Nona Williams Stadium in Menominee. Second game of the Big Rivers Conference slate for your Chippewa Falls Cardinals against the home team of the Menominee Mustangs. Here with head coach Chuck Rakevich. Coach, I always ask, maybe after a loss, what's the mindset in practice? What did you see from the guys? Because that is a very tough Hudson team. And you know what? The breaks didn't really go your way. What did you see from the team in practice after the first loss?
Well, I think it was pretty obvious that the boys know that against DC Everest, we got a lot of breaks. And last week against Hudson, we got very, very few, and Hudson got the breaks. And, you know, I tell the guys all week, you know, a lot of times in this game, you got to make your breaks. They understand, our kids understand, they work hard since last fall. They're a tight group. They didn't let anybody hang their head and dwell on last week. We flushed it. We're moving on, and that's what the kids did all week.
Coach, mentally, they have to be ready for a game like this. It would be a huge mistake for anyone to think that Menominee's struggling this year. They played two top three teams in the state in their non-conference and dominated Superior. This is a Menominee team that's as good as ever.
Well, they are. It's Menominee, and, you know, you don't need to say much else. You know, they're never going to have a down year.
And finally, Coach, offensively, what needs to happen tonight?
Oh, we've got to take advantage of the field position that the defense gives us. A couple of times last week, we didn't do that. We've got to main control of the ball, take advantages of field position, and minimize turnovers. That's what we've got to do.
There you go. Thank you, head coach Chuck Rakevich. Appreciate your time. We'll talk to you afterward.
All right. Thanks, guys.
That's Coach Rako here on the Culver's Kickoff Show, presented by Culver's of Lake Halley. It's Chi-High Menominee coming up next.
A high school sports career goes by way too fast. So how do you make all those memories last for a lifetime? You could get the standard sports photos.
Now hold the ball on your hip and smile.
Or you could call Orange Impression for a hype video that your team will never forget. Orange Impression captures real game highlights with professional video, editing, and music that will make your athlete feel like a pro. Not convinced? Check out their high school football hype reels at orangehype.com. Mason Companies, a family-owned, community-focused e-commerce retailer, has been operating in Wisconsin for over 117 years. So don't wait. Join our team today. We are hiring for our distribution center and customer care center. Full and part-time positions available. Score a great new career with Mason Companies. Apply now at masoncompaniesinc.com/careers. That's masoncompaniesinc.com/careers.
Does it seem like some teams are at state every year? When a sports program has a successful culture, the wins keep on coming. For nearly 70 years, the extraordinary team at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine has delivered exceptional care to patients throughout the Chippewa Valley. From sports to spine, head to toe, the team has you covered. Go with the best. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls, and a new center coming soon to Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Winning in sports takes teamwork. At Johnson Roloff, we are a team. And when everyone does their part, success comes easier. Make Johnson Roloff Service a part of your team. Johnson Roloff helps you keep your job site clean, safe, and more efficient. Call Johnson Roloff Service for dumpsters at your construction site, roofing job, or for recycling metal, appliances, tires, and more. Get prompt, courteous, and professional service every time. Visit JohnsonRoloffService.com. Proud to support our local athletes. That's JohnsonRoloffService.com.
Whether it's sitting in the bleachers of your old high school or driving through the neighborhood where you grew up, great memories stick with us as the years go by. I'm Holly Bovee from Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, and I'd love to help your family start a lifetime of memories in a new home. Whether it's your first home, a place to retire, or anything in between, connect with me on Facebook at hollybovee.com or call or text me anytime at 715-577-HOME. That's 715-577-HOME.
Northwestern Bank, delivering an exceptional experience.
Well, when I started business, Northwestern Bank was really there for us. They helped us through challenges and celebrated our successes. I met with Tracy year after year, and she always made it easy to find a place that worked with my schedule. They were a cheerleader, they were a team member. Working with Northwestern Bank really is like having another key player on our team.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter.
Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave?
Wonderful rendition of our country's national anthem by Menominee High School Quintet tonight, and we are just about ready for action here on WOGO Sports. Join us on CFHS Media on YouTube, Cardinal TV. Owen Krista running the stream tonight. Zach Wycheck back at the WOGO home base in Helley, keeping things smoothly going on the air. I'm Caleb Swenson, Alan Dunham to my right, WOGO Halley, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. Thank you for joining us on 103.1 FM and WOGO.com. Podcast available later on tonight. It's time now here on the Culver's Kickoff Show, presented by Culver's of Lake Halley, for the Choice and Ford Keys to the Game. You'll find a friend at Choice and Ford in Chippewa Falls. Alan Dunham, the honor is yours tonight.
As I was driving over here tonight, I was thinking about the number of times that I've seen Chi-High battle Menominee. Always very physical games, but in the times that we've lost that we felt like we should have won games, you know, always think about those, it's come down to turnovers for us. So for Chi-High to win this game, keys for me are to have a clean game, a low number of penalties, no turnovers, and then secondly is to be physical. Be as physical as Menominee. One of the things that Menominee is known for is having a very physical, stout team, at times overpowering you. And so Chi High, key for them is to be just as physical from the first quarter through the fourth quarter. So no turnovers, clean game, and to be physical.
Those are your Toys and Ford Keys to the Game, brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend, Toys and Ford in Chippewa Falls. Great to have you with us on WOGO Sports. The sky's even clearing off a bit. A beautiful Friday night underneath the lights here at Don and Nona Williams Stadium in Menominee. Menominee in the maroon uniforms, tops and bottoms, with maroon helmets, white numerals, white piping, and the gold outlines on the uniforms and the helmets. Chi-High resplendent in their traveling white tops and bottoms with the matte black helmets with the CF insignia and the red stripes on the side of the pants. Jet black numerals with the red piping. And Subi Mason, the left-footed senior kicker, has it on the tee at the 40-yard line. Chi-High will be kicking left to right as we begin this game. And good to have you with us on WOGO Sports and Cardinal TV. Subi, the run-up and the boot. And it's going to be driven to the far side of the field, picked up at the 12-yard line, straight ahead down the sideline, 20-25-30. And the ball carrier nosing forward across the 30 into the Chi High sideline. Pretty decent starting field position for this Menominee Mustangs team that's coming off their first win of the season, a 41-7 drubbing of the Superior Spartans. And now back at home, looking for their first home victory of the 2022 campaign. Chi High trying to rub the taste out of their mouth of a 17-7 home loss to Hudson last Friday night. Quarterbacking the Menominee Mustangs will be Trayson Witt. He's a 5'10", 165-pound senior quarterback, one of the captains. Offset formation in the backfield. Witt with the pitch right side. That steals Schaefer. And Schaefer across the 35-yard line up to the 37. Schaefer's 5'11", 180, a junior, and he gets the bulk of the carries, Alan.
Nice job right there by the Menominee offensive line. The first play of the game. It was a very physical play for them, just going to the right side, and they were driving a Chi High back a little bit on their heels this first play. Well, which can happen. You just come out of a week of practice, and now the game time starts, and sometimes it takes a few pops of the pads before you get going.
59th carry of the season for Steele Schaefer, almost 20 attempts per game. Second down and four to go. The give off the left side, new ball carrier this time across the 40 to the 45, the 46, and a first down. That looked to be Jack Drought, their second leading ball carrier, 5'8", 160. A pair of juniors in the backfield, and Drought on the season, 28 carries for 105 yards, 3.8 per carry.
It's just a straight run up the middle there for a nice gain. Linebacker missed his read and went right by the running back, and now they're at first down, getting close to midfield.
First and 10 Menominee, ball in the near hash. 46-yard line, their side of the 50 here at Nona Williams Stadium, down at Nona Williams Stadium. Yeah. Schaefer runs right into Thomas Clary, and Clary meets him right at the line of scrimmage and will not give ground.
Really nice job that time. They won their individual blocks both on the line and the linebacker level, leaving the running back no room to run.
They're going to give him a gain of one, and I think the side judge on our side was maybe a little bit more generous than the one on the far side of the field. Probably had a better angle of it here, but still a phenomenal play by Clary. So we'll call it second and a pretty long nine for the Menominee Mustangs. Again, three men in the backfield behind Trayson Witt, the senior signal caller. Witt with the handoff. That's Drought. Drought trying to turn the corner left side. He's buried at the 50-yard line, but able to push forward down to the 49 of Chippewa Falls.
Really nice job by cornerback Jace Bovey to come off the edge there. It's a tough play for the corner to make, but he came in and got down on the knees. Now it's going to be, about a third and six for Menominee here.
Under 10 minutes to play, first quarter. Here from the campus of the beautiful University of Wisconsin Stout. Saw the Blue Devils practice a little bit as they were finishing up before this one began. Menominee will go spread for the first time tonight on third and six. Twin receivers left, single receiver right. From the shotgun, Trayson Witt. Witt back to pass, looking left the whole way. Throws high, got his man caught inside the 45-yard line, down to the 42 for a first down. Good pitch and catch, far side of the field.
Like you said, it was a simple out route, and he was looking at it the whole way. Threw it on time. The receiver made good, sure-handed catch and enough for a first down. And that's something as the defense gets a little more comfortable, sees a few more of those plays, they might be able to play that a little bit tighter and make a play on the ball.
That was Brady Goodman, the recipient. He's another junior, 5'11", 167. As you heard from Coach Mike Sins, they're playing a lot of sophomores tonight. We've already seen some of their impact players are juniors, and even a couple freshmen going to be seeing the field tonight for Menominee. First and 10 from the Chi High 47. A little confusion. The backfield, Drought gets the carry. He's going to push inside the 40-yard line all the way down to the 36. And I have to say, Alan, right now the line of scrimmage really seems to be won by the Mustangs.
Yeah, that was a really nice job by the center and the two guards, just going straight ahead, making a push, giving a big lane for the running back to walk into.
Second and four. 3 minutes gone by here, first quarter. Still no score between Chi High and Menominee. Thank you for joining us here on WOGO Sports, WOGO Radio, in partnership with Cardinal TV. You can subscribe, CFHS Media, on YouTube. Single receiver wide to the right. Two offset wingbacks, man in motion left to right. Little jet sweep action for Menominee, and Chi High with Thomas Clary absolutely buries the ball carrier for a gain of maybe one, and that might be being generous.
It is so fun to watch Thomas Clary go, and when the D-line does its job, it stands up the blockers. It lets the two linebackers free to roam, whether it's Minarski or Clary, and they do a really nice job making impact and tackling runners without giving them the opportunity to gain more yards.
Ball will be spotted at the Chi High 35-yard line. Or actually, we missed a penalty there in Menominee, marked back to the 42.
I didn't hear a call or see a flag.
But we'll take it.
Certainly.
So ball now on the far hash, Chi High 42-yard line. Menominee Mustangs now a second and 10 with three men in the backfield behind Trayson Witt, the senior. Now shifting to a wingback position, those two fullbacks flip right side. That's Steele Schaefer, and Schaefer with a head of steam inside the 35-yard line and down to the 33. Schaefer again, 5'11", 180, a pounder, one of the captains on this team.
Yeah, they have essentially like two fullbacks that line up in front of the tailback, and they have your tackle and your tight end, and so they really hit that edge hard. They send a lot of people to it, and if you don't stand that up, then they have a lot of momentum, and as you said, they're made a 9-yard gain.
Andrew Schaefer, the 6'1", 260-pound junior, is the center. Witt behind him on third and one from the Chi High 32-yard line. Pitch right side. That's Drought. Drought hit hard. Spun down at the 31. It's close, but it looks like he has enough to move the chains.
That time, Ezra Lindstrom did a really good job from the safety position coming down into the box. Into the linebacker area, almost like an extra linebacker. Made a nice play in the football. And even though they got a first down, it's encouraging to see that kind of a play by him.
Schaefer subs in for Drought. 31-yard line of Chi High. No score, first and 10 for Menominee. Again, three men in the backfield, kind of offset fullbacks. And then Schaefer, the tailback. Schaefer's going to get the pitch right side. He has a big gap right through the right side of the line. Inside the 30, down to the 25, to the 24. A gain of 7. On first down for Steele Schaefer.
One of the guys that I'm noticing right now in defense is number 60. He's playing, Jace Zwiefelhofer, who I believe plays offensive line, but he's also playing some defensive line here, and he's doing a really nice job on his opponent. They haven't been able to run to him yet, but they're running a lot up the middle.
Zwiefelhofer at 6'5", 220. Flags fly before this play can begin. Chi High clapping, and it is a procedure penalty against the Mustangs, which will give us time to let you know that, friends, you can give yourself a cost of living increase. Berry Global has opened up night shift production operator positions with a 2-2-3 schedule, amazing benefits, and entry-level wages starting at $23.60 per hour. Find the Chippewa Falls location at berryglobal.com/careers. That's berryglobal.com/careers. Second and 9 now for Menominee. Twin receivers left and right. Schaefer to the left of Trayson Witt, the senior, operating from the gun. Delayed give to Schaefer, and Schaefer right across the 30-yard line, and that's probably not a negative carry, but as close as to it tonight as he rumbles to the 29 for a gain of just a couple.
Yeah, that was Nathan.
Drevis.
Yes, Nathan Drevis. He's the nose tackle. And I was just going to comment on how he is the strongest kid on the football team, no question about it, pound for pound, one of the strongest kids in America. He's a national competitor in weightlifting, but he's only 180 pounds, and so he has to be able to defeat the block and not get pushed back, and that time he did.
Four wide for Menominee on third and 8. Back to pass, Trayson Witt going right side, high catch.
Yes.
He's intercepted the 20, 25, down the sideline, 30, 35,
Jackson
40,
Google.
45, 50. Jackson Google, his fourth interception of the season, and Chi High stymies a six-minute drive by the Mustangs with no points on the scoreboard.
Again, the quarterback stared down the wide receiver. Jackson Google had really good coverage. The throw was a little bit too much to the outside, and Jackson Google did a really good job stepping into it, picked it off, and had a nice return. That was a good drive for Menominee that looked like they were going to continue to just to get little chunks here and there and continue to mow down the field, and that time they tried to get too much, and Google with a good interception to get the ball back to Chi High offense.
We'll see the Chi High offense for the first time tonight right at midfield. First and 10, they'll come out in the familiar double wing. Mason Von Hayden, the senior under center. He's going to give to his fullback straight ahead, forward for maybe a yard, probably more like half a yard or no gain given the indication by the side judge.
And that was Nathan Drevis starting off at the B-back or the fullback position. And when we're talking about the battles of the line or being physical, Menominee stalemated whatever offensive surge Chi High had there.
Drevis had the only touchdown for Chi High last week. He kind of rotates into the fullback position with Gaudette. Pitch right side, Mason Tester with flags on the play. Tester with a stiff arm right side, and he is rolled to the turf right at the line of scrimmage. Again, flags flew before this play began.
Chi High was not set on that play. I believe that's going to go against us.
We'll see if Menominee, after two straight plays of no gain, will accept this penalty or make it third and 10 from midfield.
False start penalty on the Cardinals.
5:15 to go, again after Menominee chewed up half of the opening quarter with their first possession. I believe Menominee's accepting this penalty.
I think it happened. I don't know if they get a choice on that one. But I can't. You can't really hear the whistles here. I don't know if they're whistling it dead right away or not.
So it would move Chi High back to their 45-yard line. But again, we're still kind of waiting for some clarity. Well, White City Glass salutes all the hardworking athletes for all your windshield glass and garage door needs. Call White City Glass of Chippewa Falls. And there you go. So Menominee has declined the penalty. But it nets an actual loss of one on the play. So it looked like a run for no gain, but they're going to say Tester lost a yard. So now Chi High will be facing a third and 11 at their own 49-yard line.
Yeah, my bad there. And as you said, both plays, negative 1 yards on two run plays so far.
Twin receivers right from the gun for the first time. Mason Von Hayden on third and 11 has a clean pocket. Now dancing out to the right, heavy pressure. Flag flies probably for a hold, and Von Hayden's going to keep it himself. He'll tuck and run across midfield, get about 3 yards. But again, this one may actually be declined depending on what Coach Sins feels, because it'll be a fourth and long for Chi High. But a pretty clear hold as Von Hayden started out with a pretty clean pocket, but then as he was flushed to his right, just nothing the tackle could do but grab hold of the Menominee defensive lineman.
Really good decision by Von Hayden to run that ball. He had two receivers out on the route. They both were covered extremely well. And that's a good decision to pull it down, get what you can. Unfortunately, there's a penalty
and Coach Sin's,
holding call.
Yeah, Coach Sin's going to accept this because of where the hold was. It will march Chi High all the way back to their own 32. So a loss of 17 on the hold. So third and 28, four wide for Mason Von Hayden. Von Hayden, the senior, back to pass. Jailbreak, he's going to set up a screen right side, and Menominee absolutely snuff that out. A gain of just a couple up to the 34-yard line.
Screen pass,
maybe to 33. Mason Tester on the other end of that. And so Clary will be back to punt, back deep to receive for Menominee after their defense looked very good, is Isaiah Burt. Clary, a high boot. Burt going to take it at the 35-yard line, straight up the far hash. Now he's going to squirt it out to the right side. Chi High, very nice special teams work, stopping Burt at the 40-yard line.
It took about five guys, but Chi High did a nice job of stringing that out and limiting the return to, I think, about 1 yard.
So 4:42 to play in the first quarter. Menominee possessed the ball for almost 6 minutes, but was turned back by a Chi High interception. Jackson Google's fourth of the season. Cardinals struggling a little bit on offense. Their first possession. We'll see if their defense can flip the field again for them. First and 10, Menominee.
Even though that was a short possession by Chi High, just three plays and out, and they had to punt, it gives the defense a chance to come back, catch their breath, get a little coaching. Now they'll come back, and I'll look for this to be a better effort than they had during that first drive.
And to be honest, the penalties actually extended that three-play drive a little bit further, and so it gives the defense a chance to get a quick blow on the sideline and be ready to go here against this potent Menominee rushing attack. Everybody in tight for Menominee with three men in the backfield. Give off the left side. I believe that's a new ball carrier across the 45-yard line and up to the 48. No, that was Jack Drought again. Again, a pair of juniors, the bulk of the carries for Menominee.
Again, that was a simple run play up the middle where their center and guards are pushing straight ahead and giving the running back a little lane to go in. And our linebackers are not coming up into filling those holes, and so it's a secondary that's coming up to make those tackles.
From the 48-yard line, their side of the 52nd and 2 for Menominee. No score, first quarter. Trayson Witt give to Steele Schaefer, straight up the middle and straight into the waiting arms of Thomas Clary. And Clary stops him right at the 50-yard line. That is close to a first down. Maybe close enough to move the chains. Are they calling for an indication? I think they will say a first down, yes.
And that was a nice play, but what we need to do is get two, three of those plays in a row. instead of every other, and then the other plays are getting 8 or 9 yards a crack.
Under 4 minutes to go in the first quarter. Again, Menominee double tight ends. Four men in the backfield, including the quarterback, Trayson Witt. Give off the left side. That's Drought, and Drought runs right into the arms of Nathan Drevis. And that is that two-yard gain that you were mentioning, Alan. You're talking about 3 yards in a cloud of dust, but if you can hold a team like Menominee to 2 yards, a couple straight plays, hopefully, that turns into a third and long eventually if they can hold stout again here.
Drevis did a nice job getting off his block and coming down the line, and Minarski really was the key there in stopping the penetration by the fullback.
Second and 8 from the Chi High 48 for Menominee. Two offset fullbacks. Back to pass, rolling out to his right is Trayson Witt, the senior. Witt goes right side. He's got a man across the 40-yard line, pushed into the sidelines by Jackson Google, Isaiah Burt, who just returned the punt. His first catch tonight, and that is good enough for a Menominee first down, down to the 39 officially of Chi High.
That was a nice play. When you're running the ball really well, it sets up the play-action pass. They fake a run play, quarterback rolls out, and then they have three, four receivers flooding across the field. And he wasn't able to hit a deep route, but did get a short route, and it was enough for the first down.
Ball now on the near hash for the Mustangs. First and 10. 3:07, clock stopped temporarily. No score between Chippewa Falls and Menominee. Witt under center. Give off the right side. That's Drought. Drought spun down, but spun forward to the 35-yard line. Gain of 4.
Davis Bromeisel at the defensive end position making that play.
Tackled by Bromeisel.
Bromeisel, the 5'11", 195-pound senior. Second and 6. Again, good to have you with us tonight on WOGO Radio, 103.1 FM, AM 680, live streaming and podcast, WOGO.com, or watch and listen via Cardinal TV on YouTube. Second and 6, Trayson Witt. Give off the left side. That steals Schaefer, and Schaefer able to push the pile down close to the 30-yard line. He's about a yard and a half, maybe 2 yards shy of the marker, so it'll be third and short coming up. And you figure, as Bovey makes the tackle, definitely two plays to get 2 yards if you're Menominee here.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if the defense calls some kind of a run blitz where they blitz into the gaps. But Menominee's not afraid. They've shown that they can pass the ball, and so you've got to be very disciplined if you're in the secondary.
Threw him in the backfield behind Witt, 3rd and 2. Witt gives to Drought. Drought hit in the backfield and collapsed behind the line of scrimmage. He may have, with his second effort, gotten back to the 31, but that is it. 4th and short coming up for the Chi High defense.
A really good penetration at the time by Kobe Solberg coming off the left defensive end position. And then the both linebackers, Minarski was in on the play as well. So good job by the defense, and we'll see if they can do it again.
Aiden Unce just came into the game. 6 carries for 25 yards on the season. Doesn't get the ball a lot, but he's listed as a defensive lineman, 5'10", 204. This definitely is a power run situation. 4th and 2. From the 31-yard line of Chi High for Menominee. The flip left side, that steals Schaefer. Schaefer right into the left side of the line. He's hit near the first down marker, but looks like he fell forward inside the 29-yard line. If he did, that will be enough.
Oh, that's going to be a measurement here. It's going to be very close.
It's close. It's close. Chi High did a good job tripping up Schaefer. And it is a first down. The official will just eyeball it in. They won't call for a measurement. And with a 1:03... on the clock.
But that essentially is the game right there. That play is very emblematic of what this game is about. They're going to put everybody on the line of scrimmage. They're going to run, have 7 guys in the line of scrimmage, 2 fullbacks, a tailback. They're going to pitch the ball. They're going to hit the edge. And they're just going to count that they're going to outman you to the flank. And that time, it wasn't by much, but it was just enough.
1st and 10, Menominee from the Chi High 29-yard line. No score, under a minute to go first quarter. A good one here from Williams Stadium. To Drought, right side. Drought runs into his own blocker, but finds a separate hole inside the 30-yard line down to the 26. Shifty feet there by the junior Jack Drought to get 3 out of that.
Yeah, and I want to say that was Jace Wiefelhofer, number 60. He did a tremendous job of getting penetration. He slowed that play down significantly, and then it took a few guys to rally around and make the tackle. Unfortunately, he was able to get 3 or 4 yards after that, but a great play by Jace Wiefelhofer, and what you need to see if this defense is going to stop the running attack of Menominee.
Well, that will end the first quarter after one complete. Your score, Chippewa Falls 0, Menominee 0. We're back in 60 seconds. This is Chi High Football on Wogo Sports and Cardinal TV.
What do you get with a boiler repair diagnostic from Wasgalla Plumbing and Heating? First, you'll find our service is second to none with clean, professional, and friendly boiler service and installations. Maybe it's cracking noises, foul odors, no hot water, or the boiler is on but not heating. Wasgalla will diagnose the problem and give you all the best options for a smooth heating season. Call 1-800-307-9000 or go to wasgalla.com.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
If you'd like to watch and listen to tonight's game, thank you again to Owen Krista for running the live stream tonight here on the road. And Zach Wycheck back at our Wogo home base in Halley. Menominee starts the second half with a flip to Steele Schaefer, and he is flipped to the turf at the 25-yard line. Gain of maybe two, and that's it for Steele Schaefer. As Allen, it really seems like the Chi High defensive front is starting to punch back a little bit here.
Yeah, really nice to see the effort. You get one or two guys making great individual efforts. Still, as a team, looking forward to see everybody rallying to the football at the same time. But, yes, this is really nice to see them now with a third and 5 or 6 yards to go.
Third and six officially on the scoreboard. Menominee with twin tight ends from the 25 of Chi High. Witt under center. Ducks, and he'll roll out to the left. Looking left the whole way. Got a man on the 20-yard line. Chucked out of bounds by Mason Minarski at the 18. But that will be a first down. Well-executed bootleg there by Trayson Witt, the quarterback.
Yeah, like I say, it's really tough when you've, you know, 7-8 plays in a row. They've been banging right at you, and as a linebacker, you're used to just going right to the line of scrimmage, look for the tackler. This time, they leak out the fullback into the flat area, and the linebacker was just late getting over there. It's his responsibility, and just following your keys and being sharp every play.
Menominee now in the red zone. They'll split out a single receiver wide to the right, first and 10 from the 18-yard line. Right off the A-gap right side. Drought, I believe, inside the 15 to the 13. We'll give yourself a cost of living increase. Berry Global has opened up night shift production operator positions with a 2-2-3 schedule, amazing benefits, and entry-level wages starting at $23.60 per hour. Find the Chippewa Falls location at berryglobal.com/careers, berryglobal.com/careers. Second and six from the Chi High 14 for Menominee. Still no score. Minute gone by. Second quarter, give to Drought. Drought off the left side. He's tripped up when he had a head of steam. Falls forward to the 10. They may give him the 9. Gain of close to 5. Third and short coming up for Menominee.
Definitely, Minarski was fortunate to get an arm on him and to slow him down. And then the secondary, I think Dawson Goodman possibly was there to finish the tackle. Third and one now for them.
Again, good to see Dawson Goodman out there. Certainly battling through injury last week. Playing as much as he could. Third and one for Menominee from the 9-yard line of Chi High. Three men in the backfield. Trayson Witt gives off the left side. That's Steele Schaefer. Schaefer inside the 5-yard line. Tumbled to the turf at the 3. First and goal, Menominee. Knocking on the door of the end zone, looking for the first score of this Big Rivers Conference contest.
Yeah, that time we made a defensive adjustment and we blitzed up the middle, and the running back, Schaefer, did a nice job of eluding that and going to the edge and making a positive gain.
Menominee first and goal, ball on the near hash from the 3-yard line or just outside it. Drought back in the game at the tailback position. Again, those twin fullbacks offset to the right. Trayson Witt under center with double tight ends. From the 3-yard line, the give to Drought. Drought off the right side. Mason Minarski grabs him and turns him back at the 1-yard line. Drought looked like he was smelling the end zone, and Mason Minarski just hopped on his back and set his feet and twisted him back.
It's been a really nice job by the Menominee offensive line, getting positive yards every time. They're giving the running backs a nice lane to run into. This is a really tough spot, obviously, if you're the defense. You're on the 2-yard line defending the end zone.
Second and goal from the 2. Steele Schaefer, the pounder. Their leading ball carrier is back out there. Witt under center. Witt gives to Schaefer. Schaefer pounds into the end zone. Touchdown, Menominee. And the Mustangs are on the board, 6-0. We're at Don and Nona Williams Stadium on the campus of UW Stout.
Just a simple dive play off the left guard. Overpowered our D-line and got into the end zone. Nice job by Menominee. Nice drive. Some good individual efforts there by the Chi-Hi defense. Definitely something to work with. It's a long game yet to go.
Menominee looks like they'll be going for 2, leading 6-0, 8:50 on the clock. Neither team scored in the first quarter. No, excuse me, they will be kicking the PAT. Trying to get a number on the kicker here for you. That is number 14. That's Trayson Witt. That's the quarterback. Pretty good snap. Good hold. And the kick is good as well. 7-0 Menominee with 8:50 to play in the half. We're back in 60 seconds. This is Chi-Hi Football and We'll Go Sports.
Get fit and stay fit with the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, offering 2 full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Connect with your community with group exercise classes, and the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their drop-in daycare service where caring team members watch your little ones so you can enjoy a worry-free workout. Building strong families in strong communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Location, it's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass, they'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car, it's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
First kickoff of the night for Menominee. High end-over-end boot that takes a bounce at the 18-yard line. Picked ahead by Dawson Goodman. Goodman evading some tacklers. Spins out of one tackle at the 25-yard line. Finds a crease across the 30. And Goodman, some nifty footwork across the 30 up to the 33-yard line. Decent starting field position for your Chippewa Falls Cardinals as they begin first and 10. Trailing for the first time tonight, 7-0, 8:40 on the clock, first half.
You've had, so far this game, Menominee's had 2 possessions. Chi-Hi's had 1. I don't know what the plays are, but Chi-Hi had officially, I think, 3 plays that first drive. Essentially held the ball for a very short period of time. Menominee's had the ball for several minutes.
Chi-Hi double wing formation. Give to the fullback, straight ahead across the 35-yard line. Gain of a couple, maybe 3 actually, up to the 36. So a positive first down play.
You really hope you can put together a drive here. One, to have some momentum for yourself, but also give the defense a chance to rest and go over some adjustments.
Schaefer with a stop. I think that may have been Dawson Goodman who carried the ball that time. 2nd and 8 officially. Flip left side. Mason Howard's first touch tonight. And Howard across the 40-yard line up to the 41. Gain of 6. That'll bring up a 3rd and short for Chi-Hi.
Really nice run by Howard. He is very good in space. For sure, he is the most elusive running back. Most dangerous player overall for Chi-Hi when he has the football in his hands. A lot of fun to watch. And he made as much as he possibly could out of that run.
Dawson Goodman subs in for Mason Tester. 3rd and just less than 3 yards for the Chi-Hi offense. Twin tight ends, double wing formation. Flip right side, that's Dawson Goodman. Goodman finds a crease, 40, 45-yard line, across the 50-yard line, and Goodman inside the 50 to the 46.
That was super encouraging to see that. Dawson Goodman with a nice run, but more than that, the play was so well blocked. They sealed off the edge. I'm sure when he got the ball, he was wondering what to do because there was so much green grass for him to operate in.
Chi-Hi gets their first down of the night, and that puts them in Menominee territory, marching on their way to the Johnson Roll-Off Red Zone. Johnson Roll-Off, your local roll-off dumpster service. Chi-Hi from the 46 of Menominee, double wing, double tight. Near hash behind Von Hayden, give off the right side, and turn back at the 45-yard line, the fullback. And that's number 15 for Chi-Hi. Devin Bush, 6 foot, 165 pound junior at the fullback spot. Esbach on the stop for Menominee.
That Esbach, he is a tremendous linebacker. He's made a couple good plays already, and he, one-on-one, made that play. It was well blocked otherwise.
Mason Howard, Dawson Goodman, Devin Bush, the backfield for Chi High. Howard in motion left to right. Give to Dawson Goodman. Goodman with a burst across the 40-yard line down to the 38. And that'll be within a couple yards of another Chi High first down.
Goodman, the ball carrier.
Jason Wiffelhofer, who I've been mentioning on defense, he had a really nice block on that.
Tackled by Morning.
Play as long as Tucker Starry, I believe, number 67 on the offensive line, made a nice seal block as well.
Drevis just came back into the game at the fullback position. Third and call it three. From the 39-yard line of Menominee for Chi High, you figure two downs to get this. Double wing, double tight, flip right side. That's Dawson Goodman again. Goodman being patient, finds a crease, spins inside the 35-yard line, down to the 32. Dawson Goodman moves the sticks for the second time for Chi High.
This feels really good for the offense. You know, you got stuffed essentially in three plays. Your first drive, you come out here, you get a first down. Now you got another first down. The confidence starts to build. You get a little momentum going. You think, hey, we can do this. We can drive these guys down the field.
On the 37 of Menominee. Von Hayden under center. Flip left side. That's Mason Howard. Howard trying to turn the corner. He finds a crease at the 30-yard line, but it's spun down very quickly. Good pursuit by the linebacking core of the Mustangs. 5.5 to go. First half, Chi High trailing Menominee 7-0 here at Williams Stadium in Menominee.
Yeah, credit, as you said, with the Menominee defenders, even though they're out of the play initially, they continue to hustle and chase that play down from the backside.
Gain of two for Howard. He'll return to his right wing back position. Drevis at the fullback. Left wing back is Dawson Goodman on second and eight. Give to Drevis, the fullback. Drevis straight ahead. Now there's flags before this play began.
Yeah.
I'm wondering if maybe Chi High wasn't setting it.
They're going to say the left wing back left early.
The officials will give that illegal shift call, and that will set Chi High from a second and eight to a second and 13.
It was really close. I'm sorry. That when you're anxious to get out and get your block, and so sometimes you lean a little bit, and the refs caught that motion and flagged us for it.
It'll move Chi High back to their 35-yard line of Menominee. White City Glass, a proud sponsor of Chippewa Falls High School Sports on WOGO for over 30 years. White City Glass salutes all the hardworking athletes. Chi High second and 13. Still going with two tight ends. Double wing formation. Crisscross. Dawson Goodman ends up with it. He's going to squirt through a hole at the 35-yard line and down to the 33, but not much of a gap there for Goodman to get through.
Even though it's only a 5-yard penalty, it sets you back in terms of what your expectations are for each play. And we are not a good team when we get kind of behind the sticks, as they say. Timeout, Chi High.
Chi High's going to take a timeout. We'll take a 60-second break as well. Cardinal football on WOGO Sports and Cardinal TV.
At Hy-Vee, we make lives happier. And you'll be happy when you stop by for breakfast in our Wahlburgers fast casual restaurant. Or grab a flatbread pizza from our Mia Italian. In the mood for Chinese? We have that too in our Hy-Vee High Chai department right next to our sushi counter. So whatever you're in the mood for, you'll leave with a smile on your face when you visit Hy-Vee, a proud sponsor of Chi High Football.
What are patients saying about Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls?
A wonderful, clean office with super friendly staff. I love the feeling of having my teeth cleaned.
I'm nervous with dentistry, and they make me feel comfortable and at ease.
Dr. Wynn and his staff make going to the dentist enjoyable.
Our whole family goes to Wynn Family Dentistry. We wouldn't go anywhere else.
See the Wynn Family Dentistry difference with Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson. Wynn Family Dentistry near St. Joseph's Hospital in Chippewa Falls.
Chi High, a third and 11 as they come out of the timeout. Mason Von Hayden, great fake, rolling out to his right. Spins out of one tackle. Now he's in trouble. Throws right side. He's got a man inside the 25-yard line to the 20 and barreled down to the 16-yard line. That's a first down on the reception. The big tight end, Grady Frederick.
Really nice job by Von Hayden. He had three, four defenders coming at him. He looted one. He stepped up into the arms of another Menominee defender, but flipped the ball with his wrist. Oh, is there a penalty now?
Again, I didn't see a flag. A
Oh, how many faithful clapping.
That is really unfortunate. It's a great play by Chi High offense to get the first down. And then
ineligible man downfield is the call. And again, the play kind of broke down. You can't always fault the offensive linemen for thinking their quarterback's in scramble mode, but oh, goodness. A very promising drive for Chi High is now starting to move the wrong direction. They trail in Omni 7-0. It's a third and 16. Clock will be under 4 minutes to play when this one's snapped.
Here's the thing. You're on like the 36-yard line. You don't mind throwing a deep ball here. If it's intercepted, it sort of works as a punt. Unless you're thinking maybe you get down to the 30-yard line and give Subi a chance to kick a field goal.
So the Cards will go twin receivers right. Dawson Goodman in the backfield to the left of Mason Von Hayden on third and 16. And now we have whistles blowing and flags flying.
Oh.
Waiting for the indication again. Another penalty against Chi High. Coach Rakovich talked before the game. It's a delay of game against Chi High about how his offense just couldn't have any mental lapses here tonight. Again, this drive continuing to move back toward the Chi High side of the 50. Now it'll be third and 21.
43-yard line.
Ball at the 43, still on the Menominee side of the 50, but Cards will need some fireworks here. Trying to keep this drive alive. Twin receivers right, two men in the backfield. Mason Von Hayden from the gun on third and 21 from the 43-yard line. Von Hayden, clean pocket, throws down the middle, and it's intercepted at the 35-yard line. Still loose at the 40-yard line, skirting out to the sideline, 45-50. Inside the 40-yard line, down to the 35 and to the 33. And the teams have traded interceptions here in the first half. And that was not the interception that you were willing to give up if you were Chi High.
That's exactly right. I didn't mean a 5-yard pass to intercept it. I was thinking more of a deep ball inside the red zone that might be would get intercepted. But this, unfortunately, was an ill-advised pass to throw into traffic when it wasn't going to net you much as a gain. Anyways, a 5 or 6 yard pass down the field, they pick it off, and now they're at the 33-yard line marching in.
And that pass may have just sailed a little bit on Mason Von Hayden, but now Menominee leading 7-0 with a full complement of timeouts and the ball at the Chi High 33-yard line. We talk about the avalanche of momentum that Menominee so often capitalizes on. Cardinal defense with a tough task here. Menominee will now send a single receiver out. Slot to the left, Steele Schaefer in motion. The give right up the middle. Menominee not fooled. Thomas Clary, we have called his name so many times tonight as he turns the ball carrier back after a gain of 2.
Yeah, nice job, Colby Solberg. As you said, and Thomas Clary, nice job on the defense. They had a lot of motion. They motioned 4 guys to the left, then motioned 1 guy back to the right, and a little counterplay handoff to the left side, and it was well defended by Chi High.
Gain of just 2, 2nd and 8. Menominee certainly in no hurry, leading 7-0, but again, such a flip as it looked like Chi High was on their way to maybe tying this game. But the penalties and then the interception now giving Menominee a golden opportunity to go up 2 scores. Witt off the left side. That's Steele Schaefer. Schaefer picking his way across the 30-yard line. He's hit from behind. That will actually give him a couple more yards inside the 30 and down close to the 27.
I've been watching number 55. Now, they list
Reed
him.
Post on the stop.
They list their offensive lineman, number 55, Bryce Shepherd, as a freshman. And if that's true, he's a very impressive lineman, very active getting downfield, sometimes blocking 2 and 3 defenders.
3rd and 5 for Menominee. Big third down, of course, for the Chi High defense. 3 men in the backfield, double tight ends, flip left side. That's Steele Schaefer. And Schaefer just stopped right at the line of scrimmage. There was nowhere to go as the Chi High defensive front. I think Schaefer. Solberg was in there. And Minarski, they just absolutely collapsed the offensive front. Reed Post again.
Yes, absolutely. Great job by everybody on the defense. And Minarski coming around, just what he's supposed to do. D-line, eat at the blocks. Linebackers fold to the football. Made a great play on that to get the stop. Now, interesting choice here from Menominee. This is where they normally like to load up and run off the edge. Or are they going to do a pass play?
It's a 4th and 3. Again, Coach Mike Sins, you would think, might let this one run down a little bit and call a timeout. Minute 10 and counting on the clock right now. 7-0 Menominee, 4th and 3 from the Chi-Hi 31. Timeout taken. We'll step out. Be back in 60 seconds. Cardinal football on WOGO Sports.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For three generations, Stelter Inc. has taken pride in bringing you only the highest quality concrete. They mine and process the aggregates themselves with daily testing to ensure quality and performance. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Get the job done right. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
It seems like a dollar just doesn't go as far these days. But when was the last time you had a pay raise? Give yourself your own cost of living increase with a new career at Berry Global in Chippewa Falls. Plastics manufacturer Berry Global has opened up night shift production operator positions with entry-level wages starting at $23.60 per hour. Medical, dental, and vision coverage, a 2-2-3 schedule, and you'll start out at $23.60 per hour. Find the Chippewa Falls location at berryglobal.com/careers. That's berryglobal.com/careers.
4th and 3 Menominee. The Chi-Hi defense trying to hold. Ball spotted at the 26-yard line. A flip right side. That's Strout. Halfback pass. He's going deep. Got a man wide open. Caught inside the 10-yard line.
It's so wild because I was even thinking about that, to mention that as a possibility, but they did a pitch to the running back, but he ran just parallel to the line of scrimmage, giving himself the opportunity to pass. The defensive back came up to stop the run, of course, and he just threw it over the head of the defensive back. And the defensive back was able to recover and make a tackle, but not before Menominee was able to get down to the 5-yard line.
Momentum firmly on the side of the Mustangs right now. The Chi-Hi defense trying to stiffen up, but backed up to their own 5-yard line. 59 seconds to go, still 2 timeouts for head coach Mike Sins. First and goal from the 5. Ball on the far hash for Trayson Witt. Witt gives to Steele Schaefer, looking for his second touchdown, but he will be stopped and shut down right at the 3-yard line. Gain of 2. Clock continues to roll. 48 seconds and counting.
Solberg on the tackle.
Solberg made the stick and the stop for Chi-Hi.
Schaefer is a really nice running back. When he gets the ball, he gets right up to speed very quickly, and every time you see him hit a defender, they are slow to get up. He gives quite a load when he hits you.
Under half a minute to play. 7-0 Menominee looking for more. Chi-Hi defense backed up. Second and goal, the Mustangs from the 3-yard line. Give to Schaefer. Schaefer right side, barrels into the end zone. Touchdown, Menominee. Second touchdown of the night for Steele Schaefer, that talented junior running back. And on the season for Schaefer, that is his 7th touchdown. And it's 13-0 the Mustangs. Chi-Hi will get the ball to start the second half.
Yeah, this was a little bit of a tough start for Chi-Hi to get down 14-0. But we are going to get a little bit of time here with the ball. No, we're not. There's only 20 seconds remaining in the first half. I apologize.
Trayson Witt for the PAT. Good snap, good spot. And the kick is good, and it's 14-0 Menominee. We are back in 60 seconds for the final 20 seconds of the first half on WOGO Sports and Cardinal TV.
Are you looking for the home of your dreams? Ashley Construction can help you design and build it. Visit ashleyconstruction.co to check out our new Riverbell development. Riverbell is in the middle of apple orchard country in rural Chippewa Falls with beautiful views and rolling hills. Ashley Construction will make your building experience enjoyable from planning to handing you the keys. Additional lots in phase 2 are coming soon, so get your name on the waiting list today. Your perfect home awaits in the Riverbell neighborhood. Ashley Construction.
Northwestern Bank, delivering our values, creating a positive impact.
Working with Jamie at Northwestern Bank is like having another key player on your team. He believes getting to know you and your business is what allows him to provide the best banking solutions for your company's needs. His leadership and dedication has helped local businesses and organizations expand and grow, creating a positive impact in the Chippewa Valley.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter.
Welcome back to Cardinals football on WOGO Sports. Caleb Swenson, Alan Dunham with you at Donna Nona Williams Stadium in Menominee on the campus of the University of Wisconsin Stout. The Mustangs of Menominee take advantage of an interception and a great run back. punch one in right before halftime. They lead 14-0 over your Chippewa Falls Cardinals. Trayson Witt, a little squib kick picked up at the 34-yard line. Across the 41 to the 42, Chi High will have 14 seconds left. See if they can work any magic right here before the half.
You've got time to work the sideline here.
Possibly two timeouts as well.
Two pass plays. Yeah, and with the timeouts, you can work the middle of the field as well. And I would love to see him get a chance, get down to the 30-yard line or so and give Subi a chance. He's got a nice leg. And he gets some points on the board before he goes to the locker room.
It certainly would be a boost for this Chi High team to see that goose egg off the scoreboard before the third quarter. Last week against Hudson, it wasn't until the third that they were able to get their first score on the Nathan Drevis touchdown. Four wide, trips right, single receiver left, Mason Von Hayden. The senior throws it out right side. That's Howard. Howard across the 40, 45, up to the 50-yard line. Cards will call timeout. Clock goes all, well, I would think they would put a couple seconds back on the clock. It says 6 seconds right now.
That's what a home clock operator is all about. Easily could have stopped that with 8 seconds, but hey, a couple little extra seconds here. That's what home field advantage is all about.
Timeout, Chi High. We'll be back in 30 seconds. This is Cardinals Football on WOGO Sports and CFHS Media on YouTube.
Culver's could have only started in Wisconsin.
Hi, welcome to Culver.
Just ask our team member, Sarah.
When you order a Culver's Butterburger, you're never just a customer. You're a guest in our home. It's why we cook each Butterburger to order just for you. Right down to getting the perfect sear on the beef.
It's delicious.
That extra care may be a small town thing, but it's big time important to us.
Let us serve you with a smile that stretches from our hometown to yours. Welcome to Delicious.
Culver's of Lake Halley is now hiring with wages up to $18 an hour. Apply in person or at culvers.com.
Well, maybe they heard you, Alan, because 3 extra seconds are back on the clock. Chi High now has 9 seconds coming out of the timeout. Gain of 8 on that play to Mason Howard. So 2nd and 2. Cards trailing 14-0. 9 seconds remaining in the half. Mason Von Hayden from the gun rolls out left side. Von Hayden looking left, throws left, got a man tiptoeing out into the sideline for a first down. Marked at the 45.
Number 28, LeMay.
That was LeMay who made the reception.
You know, that's not the ideal play that you want to have because you need to get much further down the field for even a field goal chance. Now you've got one play left. Basically heave it up, but at least you made a couple completions. It's a little something. It's some confidence. Just a reminder of what these guys can do, and they'll have a lot to talk about at halftime. And 14 points, certainly not an insurmountable lead whatsoever.
We saw the Cards with an attempt at a hook and ladder last week against Hudson. It just didn't quite work out. Trips right, single receiver left. Timeout taken, presumably by Menominee. And we will take a 60-second break as well on WOGO.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
Fleet Farm has been serving hardworking families since 1955. We believe in honoring tradition, taking pride in our work, and doing what's right. If that sounds like you, we'd love to talk. The Fleet Farm Distribution Center in Chippewa Falls is hosting a walk-in hiring event on Wednesday, September 14th from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. with job offers for material handlers right on the spot. Stop by the Chippewa Falls DC on September 14th or apply now at careers.fleetfarm.com. careers.fleetfarm.com.
Final 4 seconds of the half. Chi High with the ball at the 45 of Menominee. From the shotgun with 4 wide, 3 right. Single receiver to the left. Mason Von Hayden calls for the ball. He's going to throw it right side. Got a man. That's LeMay. LeMay, 40-yard line, using some speed. 35-30. Now trying to pitch it back, but he stepped out of bounds. You can see the speed there for Jackson LeMay. Nice play to end the half for Chi High, but Menominee is the team that's pumped up, leading 14-0 as they are hoping to even their record at 2-2 after tonight. Two quarters complete, your halftime score, Menominee 14, Chippewa Falls 0. We are back in 3.5 minutes with the Hy-Vee Halftime Show here on WOGO Sports. The Hy-Vee Halftime Show brought to you by your local Hy-Vee grocery store on Claremont Avenue, Eau Claire. Find surprise deals and savings on the Hy-Vee Eau Claire Facebook page, Hy-Vee, where there's a helpful smile in every aisle. Back in 3.5, this is WOGO Sports and Cardinal TV.
What are patients saying about Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls?
A wonderful, clean office with super-friendly staff. I love the feeling of having my teeth cleaned.
I'm nervous with dentistry, and they make me feel comfortable and at ease.
Dr. Wynn and his staff make going to the dentist enjoyable.
Our whole family goes to Wynn Family Dentistry. We wouldn't go anywhere else.
See the Wynn Family Dentistry difference with Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson. Wynn Family Dentistry near St. Joseph's Hospital in Chippewa Falls.
Does it seem like some teams are at state every year? When a sports program has a successful culture, the wins keep on coming. For nearly 70 years, the extraordinary team at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine has delivered exceptional care to patients throughout the Chippewa Valley. From sports to spine, head to toe, the team has you covered. Go with the best. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls, and a new center coming soon to Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Get fit and stay fit with the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Connect with your community with group exercise classes, and the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their drop-in daycare service where caring team members watch your little ones so you can enjoy a worry-free workout. Building strong families in strong communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Whether it's sitting in the bleachers of your old high school or driving through the neighborhood where you grew up, great memories stick with us as the years go by. I'm Holly Bovey from Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, and I'd love to help your family start a lifetime of memories in a new home. Whether it's your first home, a place to retire, or anything in between, connect with me on Facebook at hollybovey.com or call or text me anytime at 715-577-HOME. That's 715-577-HOME.
What do you get with a boiler repair diagnostic from Wärzgalä Plumbing and Heating? First, you'll find our service is second to none with clean, professional, and friendly boiler service and installations. Maybe it's cracking noises, foul odors, no hot water, or the boiler is on but not heating. Wärzgalä will diagnose the problem and give you all the best options for a smooth heating season. Call 1-800-307-9000 or go to wärzgalä.com.
A high school sports career goes by way too fast. So how do you make all those memories last for a lifetime? You could get the standard sports photos.
Now hold the ball on your hip and smile.
Or you could call Orange Impression for a hype video that your team will never forget. Orange Impression captures real game highlights with professional video, editing, and music that will make your athlete feel like a pro. Not convinced? Check out their high school football hype reels at orangehype.com.
I've thought about the theme for my son's first birthday party, safari. But their first trip to the dentist? Not sure where to start.
With advanced training to support infants, children, and teens, the board-certified pediatric dentists at Smiles in Motion Pediatric Dentistry are dedicated to making your child feel comfortable and welcome at every visit. They keep parents involved at every step of your child's dental journey, so you can help keep them smiling and develop healthy dental habits for life. Discover what makes them different at sim4kids.com.
We welcome you into the Hy-Vee Halftime Show, live here from Don and Nona Williams Stadium in Menominee. It's the Hy-Vee Halftime Show brought to you by your local Hy-Vee grocery store on Claremont Avenue, Eau Claire. Find surprise deals and savings on the Hy-Vee Eau Claire Facebook page, Hy-Vee, where there's a helpful smile in every aisle. Thank you for joining us tonight. Caleb Swenson, Alan Dunham with you on WOGO Radio. WOGO Sports in partnership, our audio with Cardinal TV, CFHS Media on YouTube. If you'd like to watch and listen to tonight's game, we'll also get a podcast up, and you can find other podcasts of our Chi High and McDonald Athletics broadcasts on WOGO.com. Owen Krista running the Chi High live stream tonight back at our WOGO studios in Halley. Thank you to Zach Wycheck, keeping things running smoothly and on the air. And Alan, when you look at this first half, again, just so close, and yet it feels like this 14-point deficit is very significant for Chi High, but just a play here or there.
Yeah, for sure. Menominee just has looked a lot cleaner in how they're playing. They're executing at a much higher level than Chi High is, and they're winning more often than not on the line of scrimmage and getting positive gains each play.
When you look at, again, what both of these teams have done offensively, early on, Menominee looked like they were really controlling the line of scrimmage. And now the Chi High defense really has pushed back. They've started to establish themselves a little bit more at the line of scrimmage. It's been a lot more tough sledding for the offensive line and for the running backs for Menominee. Instead of 6, 7, 8 yard gains, sure, we're seeing 2 and 3 yard gains. And yet, again, Coach Rako mentioned this in the Culver's kickoff show tonight. He said, We have to take advantage as an offense. We have to take advantage of good field position our defense gives us. And also as an offense, we can't put our defense in bad positions. And unfortunately, that happened at the end of the half that made what could have been a 7-0 halftime deficit or perhaps even a 7-7 game or 7-3 game 14-0.
Yeah, and, you know, Menominee, they haven't thrown the ball very much. I think I just saw a stat. They have three out of four, the fourth one being an interception. But when they've needed to make a play, when they've had third and four or more, they've gone to the air and they've converted on those plays. So they've been very efficient on offense, gotten exactly what they've needed. The one drive that stalled because they threw an interception. Otherwise, even though the defense is getting better for Chi High, still not good enough to force a four and out to cause them to punt.
Well, this is the Hy-Vee Halftime Show. We'll take a look at some of those stats. Also, your halftime highlights coming up as well. Thank you to Dave Hansen, Chi High statistician, for sharing those statistics with us here at the half. And again, we'll get to them in just a moment. Back in 3 minutes here on WOGO Sports, this is Chi Football live on WOGO and Cardinal TV.
Northwestern Bank, delivering an exceptional experience.
Well, when I started business, Northwestern Bank was really there for us. They helped us through challenges and celebrated our successes. I met with Tracy year after year, and she always made it easy to find a place that worked with my schedule. They were a cheerleader. They were a team member. Working with Northwestern Bank really is like having another key player on our team.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter.
Six Ways Post Glass and Mirror has you covered for anything glass.
Set! Ha! One!
Affordable auto glass repair and replacement.
Two!
Custom cut glass and mirrors.
Three!
Quick replacement of fogged or broken windows.
Four!
Free mobile service.
Five!
Window screen repair or replacement.
Six!
Endless colors and styles for your perfect custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror, your glass experts, and proud to be part of the Chippewa Falls community. PostGlassAndMirror.com.
Fleet Farm has been serving hardworking families since 1955. We believe in honoring tradition, taking pride in our work, and doing what's right. If that sounds like you, we'd love to talk. The Fleet Farm Distribution Center in Chippewa Falls is hosting a walk-in hiring event on Wednesday, September 14th from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. with job offers for material handlers right on the spot. Stop by the Chippewa Falls DC on September 14th or apply now at careers.fleetfarm.com. Careers.fleetfarm.com.
Winning in sports takes teamwork. At Johnson Roloff, we are a team. And when everyone does their part, success comes easier. Make Johnson Roloff Service a part of your team. Johnson Roloff helps you keep your job site clean, safe, and more efficient. Call Johnson Roloff Service for dumpsters at your construction site, roofing job, or for recycling metal, appliances, tires, and more. Get prompt, courteous, and professional service every time. Visit JohnsonRoloffService.com. Proud to support our local athletes. That's JohnsonRoloffService.com.
What do you get with a boiler repair diagnostic from Wasgalla Plumbing and Heating? First, you'll find our service is second to none with clean, professional, and friendly boiler service and installations. Maybe it's cracking noises, foul odors, no hot water, or the boiler is on but not heating. Wasgalla will diagnose the problem and give you all the best options for a smooth heating season. Call 1-800-307-9000 or go to Wasgalla.com.
Get fit and stay fit with the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Connect with your community with group exercise classes, and the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their drop-in daycare service where caring team members watch your little ones so you can enjoy a worry-free workout. Building strong families and strong communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Welcome back to the Hy-Vee Halftime Show, brought to you by your local Hy-Vee grocery store. Find them on Claremont Avenue, Eau Claire. Find surprise deals and savings on the Hy-Vee Eau Claire Facebook page, Hy-Vee, where there's a helpful smile in every aisle. Great to have you with us here from Don and Nona Williams Stadium in Menominee. It's turned out to be an absolutely beautiful night for football. Chi-Hi trails at the half 14-0 to the Menominee Mustangs. Both teams with just one Big Rivers Conference game under their belts. Chi-Hi, that 17-7 loss to Hudson last week puts them at 2-1 on the season. Menominee 1-2 on the year after two tough non-conference losses to state-ranked teams, top three state-ranked teams in their respective divisions in Rice Lake and Onalaska. But then Menominee all over Superior 41-7 last week and close to a running clock by halftime in that game. And Chi-Hi, in this game of momentum, game of inches, just a day late, a dollar short on just a few plays here in the first half. They will receive the ball to start the third quarter and hoping for a sustained drive like we saw toward the end of the first half. Courtesy of Dave Hansen, a little preview of our Holly Bovey Names You Know stats recap that we'll have for you in the post-class post-game show. Holly Bovey and Coldwell Banker Bernheiser Realtors, names you know right here in Chippewa Falls. Looking at some familiar names for Chi-Hi, leading the way, rushing Dawson Goodman, who came into the backfield a little late in the first half, but still four carries for 29 yards and a couple first downs. On the other side for Menominee, Steele Schaefer, 15 totes for 51 yards and two touchdowns. Jack Drought with 12 carries for 44 yards. And you just look at that, 27 carries between those two backs just in the first half. Passing for Chippewa Falls, Mason Von Hayden, 4 out of 5 for 30 yards, but one interception. On the other side, Trayson Witt, the senior for Menominee, 3 out of 4 for just 24 yards and one pick. But Jack Drought, the huge play on fourth down inside the red zone, what got Menominee inside the red zone. He's 1 of 1 on the halfback option for 21 yards. Total offense, all Menominee in this first half. The Mustangs with 140 yards of offense to just 68 for Chippewa Falls. And really, the big difference in this game, the turning point after Menominee scored up 7-0, Chi-Hi was marching down the field looking as good as they have throughout the game offensively, starting to find a rhythm. But multiple penalties, one after another, I believe it was four penalties, brought them from knocking on the door of the Johnson Roloff red zone all the way back near midfield, and then that interception near the 30-yard line of Menominee run all the way back inside the 35 for Chi-Hi. And just a few short plays later, Menominee was able to knock one in to go up 14-0. We'll take another two-minute break. This is the Hy-Vee Halftime Show on WOGO Sports. Chi-Hi Football Cards trail Menominee 14-0 at the break. Your first half highlights next.
With a Royal Credit Union checking account, you get endless ways to bank, save, and spend. Royal's checking accounts offer all the benefits you need, like no minimum balance, no monthly fees, and customizable real-time alerts. You'll have access to our free online banking and mobile app, so managing your account is easy. We're in your neighborhood, on your phone, and here to help. Open your checking account with Royal Credit Union today at rcu.org/royalchecking account. Insured by NCUA.
When it comes to indoor comfort, Kurth Heating and Cooling, your local Carrier factory authorized dealer, has a complete line of home heating products to keep your family comfortable. With smart temperature management and remote access options, it's easier than ever to control your home's climate. And Carrier energy-efficient systems can help reduce utility bills without sacrificing comfort. For peace of mind and complete comfort, turn to the experts, Kurth Heating and Cooling.
It seems like a dollar just doesn't go as far these days. But when was the last time you had a pay raise? Give yourself your own cost of living increase with a new career at Berry Global in Chippewa Falls. Plastics manufacturer Berry Global has opened up night shift production operator positions with entry-level wages starting at $23.60 per hour. Medical, dental, and vision coverage, a 2-2-3 schedule, and you'll start out at $23.60 per hour. Find the Chippewa Falls location at berryglobal.com/careers. That's berryglobal.com/careers.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For three generations, Stelter Inc. has taken pride in bringing you only the highest quality concrete. They mine and process the aggregates themselves with daily testing to ensure quality and performance. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Get the job done right. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
This is the High V Halftime Show, the High V Halftime Show in WOGO Sports all season long for our Chi High and McDonald broadcast. Here's how the first half sounded on WOGO Sports, your halftime highlights. Chi High
in America. He's a national competitor in weightlifting. But he's only 180 pounds, and so he has to be able to defeat the block and not get pushed back, and that time he did.
Four wide from Menominee on 3rd and 8. Back to pass, Trayson Witt going right side. High catch.
Yes.
He's intercepted the 20, 25, down the sideline, 30, 35,
Jackson
40,
Google.
45, 50. Jackson Google, his fourth interception of the season, and Chi High stymies a six-minute drive by the Mustangs with no points on the scoreboard.
Again, the quarterback stared down the wide receiver. Jackson Google had really good coverage. The throw was a little bit too much to the outside, and Jackson Google did a really good job stepping into it, picked it off, and had a nice return. That was a good drive for Menominee that looked like they were going to continue to just to get little chunks here and there and continue to mow down the field, and that time they tried to get too much.
Chi High, a 3rd and 11. As they come out of the timeout, Mason Von Hayden, great fake, rolling out to his right, spins out of one tackle, now he's in trouble, throws right side, he's got a man inside the 25-yard line to the 20, and barreled down at the 16-yard line. That's a first down on the reception, the big tight end, Grady Frederick. Now, unfortunately, that play was called back, but still athletic play by Von Hayden and Frederick in combination. We'll take a quick 1 minute break, then be back with the second half. Chi High trailing by 2 scores, but they'll get the ball to start the second half. Back in a minute on WOGO Sports and Cardinal TV.
Location, it's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass, they'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car, it's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
What are patients saying about Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls?
A wonderful, clean office with super friendly staff. I love the feeling of having my teeth cleaned.
I'm nervous with dentistry, and they make me feel comfortable and at ease.
Dr. Wynn and his staff make going to the dentist enjoyable.
Our whole family goes to Wynn Family Dentistry. We wouldn't go anywhere else.
See the Wynn Family Dentistry difference with Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson. Wynn Family Dentistry near St. Joseph's Hospital in Chippewa Falls.
As we finish up the Hy-Vee Halftime Show, brought to you by your local Hy-Vee grocery store in on Claremont Avenue in Eau Claire, your score from Williams Stadium, Menominee, the Mustangs, the home team 14, your Chippewa Falls Cardinals 0. Hearing that Rice Lake, again, not in the Big Rivers Conference, but leading Amory 28-6. We'll see if we can update you on other scores throughout the night. I believe a big matchup tonight between Hudson and River Falls. But maybe a choice in Ford Keys to the second half. Alan Dunham, I mean, what would you say for Chi High? We can moan and lament about a few plays that didn't quite go the Cards' way. But, again, 2 scores is not insurmountable. But it really has to start here, opening drive of the third quarter. Got to get something.
Absolutely. When you have a team, a Gornick team like Menominee that has a ball control offense, it doesn't leave you a lot of opportunities for in terms of number of possessions, so you've got to make them count. So it's really the same keys to the game as the first half, in that you've got to control the line of scrimmage, be very physical, and then play clean. The reason they didn't finish drives in the first half was due to their own self-destruction in terms of penalties and setting them back. So let's hope they've got those things cleaned up and can maintain even a greater level of physicality and get a scoring drive together here in the third quarter. A
couple other scores. River Falls leading Hudson 13-0 at the half, and Eau Claire North leading Superior 14-0 at the half there. Ready to begin half number two here on WOGO Sports and Cardinal TV. Good to have you with us. Chai High will be moving left to right to start the second half.
Trayson Witt,
the quarterback, the place kicker. He'll handle the kickoff duties as well. Run up in the right-footed boot. End over end, short, fielded at the 28-yard line to the 30, outside the numbers. That's Jackson LeMay spinning across the 40-yard line up to the 42. Great starting field position for Chai High. We've heard a lot about the speedster, the sophomore LeMay, and here's a chance to get the ball in his hands on special teams.
Yeah, really nice athlete, and it was good. I was able to go to the junior varsity game at Hudson on Tuesday, and there's a really nice group of running backs that are coming up and will have a lot of carries for the next season, including LeMay.
Opening drive for either team here in the second half. 14-0 Menominee. Chai High first and 10 from their own 42-yard line. Double wing formation, double tight. Man in motion left to right. That's Goodman. The give to Drevis. Drevis fighting through three tackles. He'll work hard to get up to the 44. Gain of a couple on first down.
Carried by Drevis.
63, Ben Bristol was a defender that was immediately in the backfield. He's slow to get up. He's also an offensive lineman, so we'll see how he does if he gets able to come back into the game. He's replaced by number 77.
Drevis at the fullback right now. Mason Tester, left wing back, right wing back, Mason Howard. Second and 8, Howard in motion left to right. He'll give the jet sweep to Howard. Howard turning in the corner, 45-50, and he's chucked out of bounds right near the line to gain into his own sideline. It depends on the spot. They may mark him just shy.
Well, he definitely had the first down there. A really nice job. It was kind of a stretch play where he came from his right wing back position, ran between the fullback and the quarterback, got the handoff.
They did not give him the first down. It is third and a very short one. It sure looked like he had it. Chai High will hurry up to the line, flip to Mason Howard. Howard left side dances out of one tackle, and then he's shoved back, and he is short. Back at the 50. Wow, that spot's critical on the far side of the field.
I was surprised that Dawson Goodman didn't get the carry on that one. He's a more physical back, and somebody probably might be a little better suited for a short yardage situation.
Now fourth and two. I mean, again, we won't belabor the point, but what could have been a first and 10 was a third and one, and now a fourth and two. Chai High will go for it. Dawson Goodman at the right wing back from midfield. Give to Dawson Goodman. Goodman pushes forward, and he's hit right at the stick, and that is not a good spot. And the Menominee defense forces a turnover on downs.
The Griffin on the carry is stopped short of the first down.
That was close, but give credit to the Menominee defensive front. Officials at field level say Dawson Goodman did not make the line to gain, and now first and 10 Menominee from their own 49-yard line, a turnover in a different fashion for the Chai High offense, and it's 14-0 the Mustangs, and right back out there will be this Chippewa Falls defense.
That was definitely the right call to make, even though it's at midfield. You think, wow, is that really smart to go for it? But the way the game is unfolding, I think that was a good try to go for it on fourth down.
Trayson Witt under center. On the right side to Drought. That's his 13th carry. Again, 15 carries in the first half for 51 yards. For Steele Schaefer, 12 for Drought. And you talk about the play differential. Just those two running backs, 27 carries between them in one half.
You see the umbrellas coming out here in the stadium as the rain has just started.
Gain of 6 for Drought on first down. Almost 2 minutes gone by, third quarter. 14-0 Menominee, second and 4. Chi High 45. Give off the right side. Broken tackle in the backfield and able to get a couple out of it. Look to be Steele Schaefer. That would be his 16th carry. Give yourself a cost of living increase. Barry Global has opened up night shift production operator positions with a 2-2-3 schedule, amazing benefits, and entry-level wages starting at $23.60 per hour. Find the Chippewa Falls location at BarryGlobal.com/careers. That's BarryGlobal.com/careers. Give Schaefer three on the play, third and one. Chi High scratching and clawing for any bit of momentum here. Third and one Menominee from the Chi High 42-yard line. Double wings, give to Schaefer. Schaefer hit, but he will stretch forward, and it looks like he's going to get enough of a spot to move the sticks. And the official not going to even check it. He'll signal first down.
That drive, or that series right there, was set up by the 6 yards they got on the first down. Really nice job defensively by Chi High on second and third downs. But it's really tough to stop a team when you're giving up 6 or 7 yards on first down every time.
White City Glass salutes all the hardworking athletes. Chi High McDonald Athletics, one of our sponsors here for over 30 years, White City Glass. Fullbacks motion from right to left in the backfield. Flip left side, that's Drought. Drought turns the corner of the 40-yard line, runs into Colby Solberg, who turns him back at the 35. Still a gain of almost six on first down.
Drought on the carry.
Yeah, really. Sorry, I chuckle a little bit because the refs seem to be giving a little bit more favorable spots when Menominee is the football compared to Chi-Hot.
Again, I just don't. It sure seems that way, but I don't want to grumble, and we appreciate the officials are out here, but there are a couple spots that we wish we could have a little bit better on that last drive. Second and four. Flip right side.
Really nice job.
Schaefer runs into Thomas Clary, Colby Solberg in there, Drevis, and a sea of white, and maybe half a yard on that play for Steele Schaefer.
Very, very similar to the last first down where they got 6 yards again here. Nice stop on second down. Now leaves you a third down and five. This is definitely a place where Menominee has gone and like to utilize the pass.
There is no quit in this Chi High defense. Looking for a spark like they got right away in the first quarter. Well, not right away, midway through the first quarter after a six-minute opening drive for this Mustangs team. Jackson Google with a pick. Third and four, Menominee just inside the 35 of Chi High, and there's some movement on the right side, clapping his hands in frustration. Charlie Berend, the junior tight end for Menominee, and that will make a third and four, a third and nine.
Even on that one, he kind of gave himself up. I wonder if he reset if the refs would have kept the flags in their pocket and not called that.
Well, don't let a lingering sports injury keep you from being your best. At Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, their team of highly trained sports medicine, orthopedic surgeons, and athletic trainers will get you back in the game. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, find them in Altoona and Chippewa Falls, and coming soon to Rice Lake, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, CVOSM.com/WOGO, CVOSM.com/WOGO. Back to pass. Trayson Witt flushed out to his right. He's hit. He's sacked. He's taken back inside the 50-yard line. Oh, what a hit. A loss of 12 on the play.
Davis Bromizel did a tremendous job of coming off the edge, and that was really set up, and I didn't catch the number who it was. I think it was number five, the other side.
Wesley Tanzer.
Yes, Tanzer did a great job of disrupting the quarterback, not allowing him to throw the football. And then Davis came from the other edge and put a great hit on the quarterback and brought him down. Now Menominee is in a punting situation.
For the first time tonight, fourth and 19.
Thank goodness.
Dawson Goodman will be standing at his 22-yard line. 14-0 Menominee. Punter will stand at his 35 waiting for this. Good snap. Pressure is light. Line drive kick. Goodman fields it at the 24-yard line.
Good job.
He's submarine very quickly at the 26 up to the 27. But the Chi High defense holds after the turnover on downs, and the offense trots back out there trailing by just two scores. Almost 6 minutes gone by here in the first quarter. An injury on the field for Menominee. The player quickly back up to his feet. That's Garrett Oyam. the senior defensive back. Hopefully he's all right very quickly.
That felt like a critical stop by Chi High. And again, this is how close the game is. Even Menominee, when they had flags against them, it put them against the chains and got them out of the routine that they like to do. Then Chi High gets a sack. Menominee punts. Now gives Chi High another opportunity here to get points in the third quarter.
Two in receivers right, two in the backfield. Mason Von Hayden sends Howard in motion left to right. Jet sweep look. Howard will get the carry. He's going to turn north-south at the hashes. He'll dart forward up to the 30-yard line. Well, they'll mark it back to the 29. But a gain of three on first down. I'm just seeing things differently from this level, and I'm not on field level, so I will leave it at the fact that I'm seeing things differently.
Although we are directly on the line of scrimmage right now, just from our vantage point at the 30.
Twin receivers right, second and seven, gain of three for Chi High. Howard again in motion left to right. He'll give it again to Howard, short side of the field. Howard noses his way up to the 30-yard line. Looks to be the 31, spot at the 30. Third and long coming up.
Something they like there with the handoff that's going off the left edge. They ran it two times in a row for a total of about 5 yards, but still sets up a down and distance that Chai is not that comfortable with on a third and six.
So third and six for Chai High, just past the 30-yard line. Trailing 14-0 to the home team, the Menominee Mustangs. Twin receivers right, two wing backs on the left side. Howard in motion left to right. They'll give the jet sweep to Howard again. Howard runs into a maroon wall. He pushes his way forward to the 34-yard line, but still a couple yards shy of the stick. And it'll be another fourth and two for Chi High. And you would think this is Thomas Clary punting time, but maybe not. Now they will send out the punt team.
That was really unusual to run the same play three times in a row, and the second and third times were to the short side of the field.
Burt back deep to receive this Clary punt, left-footed boot, and he got off a rocket. Burt at the 25-yard line, and he's drugged down right at the 27. A great play on special teams for Chi High. I think that was Jack Zwiefelhofer, if I'm not mistaken, number 13, the junior.
Really nice play. Exactly. He made a sure tackle. As the gunner on the outside, that's your job, is to run down as fast as you can and to close down the space to the punt returner, and he made a sure tackle.
Spotted at the 27-yard line.
So less favorable starting field position for the Menominee Mustangs, but still just a short break for the Chi High defense. 4:14 to go here in the third quarter. No one scored in the second half. It was a 14-0 halftime advantage for Menominee. There's the flip left side. That's Drought, and Drought across the 30. Runs into a white wall at the 35.
Drop the ball carrier.
And a gain of close to eight on first down.
Yeah, we're getting to the point where, you know, when Menominee lines up, they line up in a double tight with double tight ends, the two fullbacks, the tailback. And we still are kind of in our secondary with three defensive backs, and we might need to be committing guys to get more down into the box to move them closer in to help on the run support, because when they go out to the edge, they've got 5 or 6 yards before we're even making contact.
And double tight end, second and two. Give to the fullback for the first time tonight. And that will be enough for a Menominee first down. Approaching the 37-yard line.
Higby the ball carrier.
Higby the ball carrier for the first time tonight. Well, the Fleet Farm Distribution Center in Chippewa Falls is hosting walk-in interviews every weekday from 10 to 3. Job offers right on the spot, and students 17 years or older apply and work for the Chippewa Falls Fleet Farm DC to receive the Fleet Farm Store 20% discount for you and your parents. Again, open interviews every weekday from 10 to 3. Fleet Farm Distribution Center in Chippewa Falls. Give off the left side, Dawson Goodman. A good hit. The ball's loose but blown dead. And Thomas Clary a little upset there. He thought that ball came out, and he is pleading his case with the officials, but instead it'll be Menominee ball at the 45-yard line.
Just from my initial view here, one time looking through it, it seemed like the right call, but Dawson Goodman came from a safety spot and put an incredible hit on the running back, spinning him around, went down on his knee, and then he lost the football.
And the knee went down at the 45-yard line. Second and about three for the Menominee Mustangs.
Coach Rakovich is out on the field now asking for an explanation.
14-0 Menominee. Caleb Swenson, Alan Dunham with you at Donna Nona Williams Stadium here at UW Stout, the beautiful city of Menominee. Had a little rain here in the second half, but mostly a beautiful Friday night underneath the lights. Thank you for joining us. 103.1 FM or 680 on your AM dial, WOGO.com live audio streaming, or subscribe to CFHS Media, that's Cardinal TV on YouTube, to watch and listen to tonight's action. Second and three, give to Steele Schaefer. Schaefer protecting the ball to midfield. He will move the chains again. Barrel down at the 49-yard line. Schaefer again, just a nice-looking junior running back as he's carried the ball, I believe, 18 times now.
Yeah, he runs really hard, runs low to the ground, is quick to get up to full speed.
They like to sub running backs in and out, the two juniors, Steele Schaefer and Jack Drought. Kind of a thunder and lightning approach. Under 2 minutes to go in the third quarter, 14-0 Menominee. Now on the Chi High side of the 50. Off the left side is Drought. Drought spun down the 46-yard line again, always falling forward, it seems. A couple Chi High players in on that stop. Colby Solberg and Carter Bovey also in the vicinity.
Colby made an amazing play there on the edge. He took on two blockers, kept his right arm free, and tackled the ball carrier as he came by. That was a great effort.
Steele Schaefer back in for the Mustangs and Coach Mike Sins. Under 90 seconds to go now in the third quarter. Twin tight ends for the Mustangs. Gives the fullback again straight up the middle. And a good push up that middle for the Mustangs down to the 42-yard line. Gain of four. Third and short coming up. That's Higby again.
Yeah, this Menominee offense is a little bit like death by a thousand paper cuts. They don't make big gashes on you, but they consistently get 3 yards, 4 yards, 5 yards, and they're marching it down the field little by little and eating up all that precious time on the clock.
Of course, the scary thing for the Big Rivers Conference is that this is a quite young Menominee team. Quite a few sophomores seeing some action, juniors in the backfield. Third and three officially. Witt, he is a senior. He'll give to Steele Schaefer, the junior, and Schaefer is loose, and he is gone. 15-10, 5 to the end zone, touchdown. Steele Schaefer, his third score of the night, and it's 20-0 Menominee.
When you're not making stops, what you do is you have to start blitzing, and we blitzed right between the center and the guard, and Schaefer slipped out between the guard and the tackle, made a nice decision there to move over a little bit to the left, and he found a lane. And after he got by the first round of defenders, he was open acres to the end zone.
20-0 Menominee. Trayson Witt trying to go 3-for-3 on PATs tonight. Under 30 seconds to play in the third quarter as Menominee punches another one in on the ground. This one from a lot further out. First scores for Schaefer were from 2 and 3 yards away, respectively. Trayson Witt, good snap, good hold. And he is wide left. So the PAT no good, but it's 20-0 Menominee. We are back in 60 seconds. Chi High Football on WOGO Sports and Cardinal TV.
Free local delivery from the Medicine Shop Pharmacy saves you time, and time is money. But it also saves you gas, and gas costs money. Therefore, the Medicine Shop's free local delivery saves you a lot of money. How much money? Enough to buy your own private jet? Well, no. But maybe enough that you can spring for extra legroom the next time you fly commercial.
This is the life.
Locally owned makes all the difference. Free local delivery from the Medicine Shop Pharmacy of Chippewa Falls and Menominee.
Whether it's sitting in the bleachers of your old high school or driving through the neighborhood where you grew up, great memories stick with us as the years go by. I'm Holly Bovey from Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, and I'd love to help your family start a lifetime of memories in a new home. Whether it's your first home, a place to retire, or anything in between, connect with me on Facebook at hollybovey.com or call or text me anytime at 715-577-HOME. That's 715-577-HOME.
Steele Schaefer into the end zone for the third time tonight. Now a pop-up kick fielded by Dawson Goodman on the run at the 30, 35, 40. Goodman trying to cut it outside the hashes, and he'll be piled down to the turf here at Williams Stadium at the 42-yard line. Good return, a good starting field position for the Chi High offense, just looking for something. here in this game. And it starts by getting the first down here in the second half.
Yeah, I don't remember if the best drive they had, if they had three first downs or if it was just two before they ran into the batch of penalties and or gave up the ball and an interception. But as you said, this is what we need to do, is we need to get a first down and then just continue to build on it.
20-0 Menominee, double wing, double tight. Mason Von Hayden rolling out to his right, looking to pass. Von Hayden throws right side. He's got his tight end. I think that's, I thought that was Mason Minarski. That is not. That is number 17, who we have not called yet here tonight. That's Preston Alger, the 5'10", 195-pound junior tight end. That's a gain of three, second and seven.
He wanted to hit Mason Howard on a deep flag route, but he didn't quite feel confident the defender was close enough, and so it looks like that play is going to end the third quarter.
That's the end of three complete. We move to the final frame with your score, Menominee 20, Chippewa Falls 0, back in 60 seconds on WOGO Sports.
Mason Companies, a family-owned, community-focused e-commerce retailer, has been operating in Wisconsin for over 117 years. So don't wait. Join our team today. We are hiring for our distribution center and customer care center. Full and part-time positions available. Score a great new career with Mason Companies. Apply now at masoncompaniesinc.com/careers. That's masoncompaniesinc.com/careers.
Does it seem like some teams are at state every year? When a sports program has a successful culture, the wins keep on coming. For nearly 70 years, the extraordinary team at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine has delivered exceptional care to patients throughout the Chippewa Valley. From sports to spine, head to toe, the team has you covered. Go with the best. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls, and a new center coming soon to Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Back to pass, flush out to his left, throws it deep down the sideline. Mason Howard running under it, makes the catch all the way down to the 20-yard line of Menominee. The biggest play of the night for Chi High, knocking on the door of the Johnson Roloff red zone, and no flags on the play.
Now, last time in the play, they only had two wide receivers in the route. This time, four wide receivers, much more for Menominee defense to cover, and Mason Howard was streaking free.
Double wing, double tight for Chi High, the 21 of Menominee. Mason Tester, a little confused in the backfield. Tester gets it, and Tester squirts free across the 20 down to the 15, and now officially, for the first time tonight, the Cards are in the Johnson Roloff red zone. Johnson Roloff is your local Roloff dumpster service, making recycling easy and job sites more efficient. JohnsonRoloffService.com. That's JohnsonRoloffService.com.
Well, this is as good as you can expect, is that you have a couple of chunk plays where you're getting down the field without using up much time, because certainly to get three touchdowns when you haven't, you know, as you said, the first time getting to the red zone, it's a lot for this Chi-High offense to accomplish.
Mason Howard will sub out. Flip to Mason Tester, right side. Tester off the right side finds a crease inside the 10-yard line, carrying a couple Mustangs with him for a first down, all the way close to the 7. Gain of 8, and first and goal for Chippewa Falls.
Ball was spotted at the 6-yard line.
20-0 Menominee. Almost 1 minute gone by here in the fourth quarter. Chi High with their most promising drive yet at the 6-yard line. First and goal. Double wing, double tight, far hash. Flip left side. That's Dawson Goodman. Goodman following his blocking. Bangs his way inside the 2 to the end zone. Touchdown, Chippewa Falls.
Really nice run. He's lined up in the right wing back, gets the pitch, comes to the left side of the offensive line, hits off a defender, does a spin, and lunges into the end zone. Really nice job by the offensive line to give him a crease, and Dawson Goodman sniffed the end zone, was not going to be denied.
It's 20-6. Goodman from 6 yards out. With 10:59 on the clock, Subi Mason for the PAT out of the hold of Goodman. Good snap, good hold. Subi, the kick, and it is good. Chi High back on the board, and we are back in 60 seconds. This is Cardinal Football on WOGO Sports.
Winning in sports takes teamwork. At Johnson Roloff, we are a team, and when everyone does a part, success comes easier. Make Johnson Roloff Service a part of your team. Johnson Roll-Off helps you keep your job site clean, safe, and more efficient. Call Johnson Roll-Off Service for dumpsters at your construction site, roofing job, or for recycling metal, appliances, tires, and more. Get prompt, courteous, and professional service every time. Visit JohnsonRolloffService.com. Proud to support our local athletes. That's JohnsonRolloffService.com.
Every parent knows their child is special, but at Smiles in Motion Pediatric Dentistry, that's exactly how my child and I feel.
At Smiles in Motion, their focus is on providing truly special dental care and experiences so children develop healthy dental habits for a lifetime. Their board-certified pediatric dentists are specialists in the smiles of infants, children, and teens, including those with special needs. They're experts in pediatrics and in having fun. Meet the team and take a tour of our amazing child-friendly office at sim4kids.com.
Subi Mason has it on the tee. 1 minute, 1 second gone by here in the fourth quarter as Chi High punches it in on a hard run from Dawson Goodman from 6 yards out. They trail by two scores, but just 13 points because of the missed PAT, 20-7 Menominee. Menominee brings everybody up other than one lone returner. And Subi's going to pop this one up into no man's land, over-the-shoulder catch at the 30, going the wrong direction and pulled down at the 27-yard line by Jackson Google. One of the upbacks had to make an over-the-shoulder reception. That's Brody Thornton, and his momentum just carried him back to the 27, and that's where Menominee will start first and 10. But Chi High, some new life breathed into this game, Alan, with that long drive and a lot of that coming on the pitch and catch from Mason Von Hayden to Mason Howard.
Really great job. Certainly effort has not been an issue here for Chi High, playing hard every single play. It was really nice for them to see it translate into success on the offense. And let's see if there's some carryover to the defense.
Trayson Witt, the senior for Menominee, with 10:54 to play on his own 27-yard line under center. He'll give to Drought. Drought finds a crease across the 30-yard line and up to the 31. Gain of 4 on first down, 2nd and 6.
Ball carried by Drought.
Wow, that was a generous spot that they're giving him up to the 32.
Oh, wow.
Stopped by Goodman. Gain of 5, 7 and 5.
Good job by Dawson to come up from the safeties. Honestly, I think that's what we need more of, is for the safeties to come up and to be more helpful in the run support against this running attack by Menominee.
And two offset fullbacks and a tailback, Trayson Witt. On 2nd and 5, will operate under center, the senior signal caller for Menominee. 20-7, the Mustangs with the lead. Witt turns and gives left side and hit right at the knees and dropped after a gain of a couple. The tailback steals Schaefer.
I'm not sure if that was Reed Post or if it was Minarski. I could not quite see who it was, but they got deep into the backfield and disrupted the running back by hitting him on the legs. A good individual effort just to get a yard out of that.
Up to the 33-yard line, 3rd and 4 for Menominee. 9:45 and counting, fourth quarter here on WOGO Sports and Cardinal TV. Witt crouches under center. Again, same formation. Three men in the backfield. There's the toss. Right side, that steals Schaefer, and Schaefer has the first down to the 40-yard line. He breaks another tackle before Wesley Tanzer rips him down into the Menominee sideline at the 45. Schaefer scored 3 times tonight. From 2, 3, and 41 yards, and he wanted to go from 65 there.
Yeah, Menominee, they're not trying to trick you. By their formation, they tell you exactly what they're going to do. You know, the double tight ends, the two fullbacks, this time way on the right edge of the formation, and they just attack you on the edge and overpower you.
From the 45, their side of the 54, Menominee. Give to Drought. Drought off the right side. Thomas Clary yanks him down, but we have flags flying from a couple different areas, probably in the area of a face mask.
Yeah, I couldn't see his hands there, but he had his hands up either in the upper part of the shoulder pads or on the face mask. Hard for us to see.
That's a personal foul. Face mask will add 15 yards to this one and will carry the Mustangs deep into Cardinal territory.
Personal foul on Chippewa Falls.
9:24 is where the clock is stopped. Menominee leading Chi High 20-7.
35-yard line.
Again, at last check.
Mustangs.
Area teams, Rice Lake all over Amory. Leaving for 34-6 or 36-6 in that one. Superior down 2 scores at the half to Eau Claire North, 14-0. And Hudson similarly down two scores to fellow unbeaten River Falls at the break, 13-0. 3 minutes gone by, fourth quarter from the 34. A great play in the backfield. Wesley Tanzer absolutely upends Steele Schaefer. Number five against number five.
Stop made by
and our Tanzer. Guy wins that stop.
Great defensive play coming off the edge, getting into the backfield before Schaefer was able to get into the line of scrimmage.
No gain on play.
Tremendous seven effort.
No gain for a tremendous running back and Steele Schaefer on that play. So second and 10. Ball at the Chi High 34. Where the Menominee Mustangs leading by 13, 20-7. Cards looking, needing another stop. Drought now the tailback. Drought will get the call left side. He's got a big hole inside the 30-yard line. Barreled down at the 27. Still about 3 yards shy of a first down. And a gain of 7 for Jack Drought. Now both ball carriers for Menominee hovering right around that 20 carry mark.
Simple run play to the left side over the guard, and that time they're able to find a crease. Very tough, a very physical game, very physical pounding for these players to come every play and make a collision.
Third and 3, Menominee from the Chi High 27-yard line. Trayson Witt, the senior, taking his time. Now crouches under center with 3 men in the backfield and twin tight ends. Flip right side, that's Schaefer. Schaefer across the 25-yard line, down to the 24. He needed 3. He got 3. Is it enough? It'll depend on the spot. And the officials, I believe, will say first down. Well,
Davis Bromazel made nice penetration off the edge there, nearly making that tackle, was able to slow down the running back.
I'll correct myself. Fourth and a short one. Schaefer did not make it. So fourth and less than a yard from an Omni ball on the near hash. Chi High trailing 20-7.
Clock continues to tick down.
6:50 and counting to go in this game. The Mustangs certainly in no hurry, and I believe they're going to call a timeout and think about this one. We'll step out. We'll be back in 30 seconds here on WOGO Sports and Cardinal TV. Critical play for the Chi High defense coming up.
Hi, this is Dave Check, attorney and owner of the Check Law Office. I've been a part of the Chippewa Falls community for most of my life. It's where I grew up and where I started my practice. My motto at the Check Law Office has always been to provide people with the same legal service that I would expect if my own family needed an attorney. You meet with me directly and you are treated like part of the team. My goal has always been to get problems solved as efficiently and inexpensively as possible. I have proudly fought for Chippewa Falls on the field, as a coach, and as an attorney. Don't hesitate to add the Check Law Office to your team.
Well, it goes without saying, a big play here for your Chi High defense. 6:45 to go in the fourth quarter. Menominee leads Chippewa Falls 20-7. Fourth and less than one for the Mustangs. From just inside the 25-yard line of Chi High.
Beautiful night here for football. Great football game between two strong teams in the BRC.
Fourth and one, Menominee. Ball on the near hash. Crowd in full throat here at Williams Stadium. Witt under center. Two fullbacks and a tailback. Witt gives to the fullback, and he's straight ahead for a first down. I think that may have been Higbee again. And he plunges to the 22-yard line. Gain of just over 2 yards, and that'll keep the clock running in a moment.
Higbee, the ball carrier.
Was Higbee, I believe, for the third time tonight getting the call. Short yardage pounder. And
takes it down to the 22.
Right on the door of the red zone are the Menominee Mustangs leading 22-7. .6:15 and counting fourth quarter. Menominee up 13. Give to Drought. Drought right into the A-gap left side. He'll find it tough sledding when he crosses the 20, but still makes about the 18-yard line. Letting you know that the Fleet Farm Distribution Center in Chippewa Falls is hosting a walk-in hiring event That's coming up next Wednesday on September 14th, 10 to 7 p.m. Walk-in hiring event at the Fleet Farm Distribution Center in Chippewa Falls. Job offers for material handlers right on the spot. The Fleet Farm DC in Chippewa Falls this Wednesday. Walk-in interviews September 14th from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. We thank them for their support of Chi-High and McDonald Athletics. 5.5 to go in the fourth quarter, 2nd and 6 for Menominee. The 18-yard line, Schaefer with a give, and he is driven under at the 20-yard line. May have even lost a yard or two. Steals Schaefer, a rare negative play for this.
Most of the plays that offense. Menominee offense runs are quick hitters, and the running backs are very aggressive to get to the line of scrimmage. This time it was a delay handoff, maybe a type of a counter to the left side, and it allowed Chi-High defense a time to penetrate and stop that play for a no gain.
3rd and 8. The Mustangs, under 5 minutes to play at the Chi-High 20-yard line, leading 20-7. Witt under center, two fullbacks and a tailback. A flip to that tailback right side. Chi-High very quickly to the point of attack will knock Schaefer down just inside the 20. They may give him half a yard.
I saw that play coming out to the right side, and Davis Bromeisel had two men coming out to block him. He got down low, took out both defenders, and collapsed, made a pile, and the running back wasn't able to make any yardage. Great job by Davis, and then Jay Swiffoffer also over on the tackle.
4th and 7 coming up. Give yourself a cost of living increase. Berry Global has opened up night shift production operator positions, a 2-2-3 schedule, amazing benefits, entry-level wages starting at $23.60 per hour. Find the Chippewa Falls location at berryglobal.com/careers. 4th and 7, under 4 minutes to play. Menominee from the 19 of Chi-High. And taking a look at the formation, then calling a timeout. Menominee, we will be back in 60 seconds on WOGO Sports.
Culver's could have only started in Wisconsin. Our team member Nick will tell you why.
Oh, yeah, that's an easy one. Wisconsin is the dairy state, so naturally, Culver's was inspired by everyone's favorite rich and creamy tradition, frozen custard. We make our fresh frozen custard in small batches in every Culver's. It's a match, or batch, made in heaven.
Come have a taste of Wisconsin. Welcome to Delicious.
Culver's of Lake Halley is now hiring with wages up to $18 an hour. Apply in person or at culvers.com.
Get fit and stay fit with the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Connect with your community with group exercise classes, and the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their drop-in daycare service where caring team members watch your little ones so you can enjoy a worry-free workout. Building strong families and strong communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Here it is for the Chi-High defense, 4th and 7, Menominee at the 19-yard line. Back to pass, Trayson Witt. He's got a clean pocket. He throws right side, tipped in the air, knocked out of bounds, turnover on downs. And the Cardinal offense will take over, and a little life remains here at Williams Stadium. There's 3:53 on the clock. Chi-High still with their timeouts, trailing by just 13, 20-7.
Yeah, they just dropped back and had a one wide receiver that the quarterback was staring down. And Jackson Google on the initial coverage, but also two other Chi-High defenders there, essentially triple coverage there and incomplete ball. Chi-High with a chance now to get another touchdown.
They will start 1st and 10 just inside their own 20-yard line. Double wing, double tight for Mason Von Hayden. Tester in motion, back to pass Von Hayden. He's going to go deep down the middle of the field, and it's intercepted. Pass got away from Von Hayden. Howard may have stumbled a bit, and it's picked off at the 42-yard.
Yeah, no question.
Brady Goodman on the pick.
Yeah, that was a fine play to make. Mason Howard had defenders behind him, but he was certainly open. And whether somebody was in the lane that Von Hayden couldn't see or threw behind him or the route wasn't run correct, it's hard, it was hard for us to know. But the end result was unfortunately an interception.
1st and 10 Mustangs. So the Mustangs right back on offense with 3:46 remaining, looking for their second conference victory. Chi-High trying to say something about that in the final 3:46, but you know Menominee's not going to give you anything easy, probably just keeping the ball on the ground from here on out, you would think. Give it to the fullback. He plunges straight ahead. to the 35-yard line. That's number 44, Cole Smisky.
It can be tough as a defense. You just made a stop. You gave the ball back to your offense. The offense has the ball for one play. You're right back out there. The time of possession is heavily favored Menominee. So as a defense, you're getting pretty tired at this point. But you don't see anybody hanging their head. They're firing off the ball. They're competing every single play.
Clock will be close to 3 minutes to go in this game. When the ball is snapped to Trayson Witt. And double tight ends. Familiar formation. Witt now is back to pass. It's going to be a keeper, actually, at the 35-yard line. He tries to get past Minarski. He will not, as Mason Minarski, the senior linebacker, spins Witt to the ground. And he will be stopped right at the 35-yard line.
Really nice defensive effort.
So third down for Menominee. Chi High not using their timeouts yet. We'll see the result of this play and then what Coach Rakovich elects to do. 2:28 and counting to go here. On the campus of UW-Stout at Williams Stadium, it's 20-7 Menominee. Trying to even their record at 2-2. Chi High trying to keep their record from falling to the 500 mark. Third and seven, Menominee. Witt gives to Drought. Drought left side. He runs into a wall across the 33-yard line. They may give him the 32, and now a timeout will be taken by the Cardinals. We will be back in 30 seconds. This is Chi High Football on WOGO Sports.
Are you looking for the home of your dreams? Ashley Construction can help you design and build it. Visit ashleyconstruction.co to check out our new Riverbell development. Riverbell is in the middle of apple orchard country in rural Chippewa Falls with beautiful views and rolling hills. Ashley Construction will make your building experience enjoyable from planning to handing you the keys. Additional lots in phase two are coming soon, so get your name on the waiting list today. Your perfect home awaits in the Riverbell neighborhood. Ashley Construction.
Welcome back to Chi High Football and WOGO Sports. One final time reminding you that you can give yourself a cost of living increase. Berry Global has opened up night shift production operator positions with a 2-2-3 schedule, amazing benefits, and entry-level wages starting at $23.60 per hour. Find the Chippewa Falls location at berryglobal.com/careers. That's berryglobal.com/careers. A fourth and three for the Menominee Mustangs. The Chi High defense trying to turn the Mustangs over on downs twice in a row. Different starting formation, and they'll do the direct snap to steal Schaefer, and Schaefer is hit in the backfield and dropped. Another turnover on downs on two consecutive possessions, and that was Zwiefelhofer, the first to the ball.
Yes, and David Bromeisel also there. So they just lined their running back, Steel Schaefer, as the quarterback on that play. Direct snap to him. The quarterback was out on the wide receiver position. They just tried to run the ball up the middle, and the Chi High defense was up to the task again, stopping the Menominee offense and turning the ball back over to the offense.
They tried to catch the defense napping a little bit there as they rushed out into that formation. The Wildcat look now with 2:01 to play. Von Hayden back to pass. He's going to roll out to his right. Darts it right side. Got a man across the 35 to the 40-yard line, scampering out of bounds. I think that was LeMay.
Yes, sir.
With his second catch of the night. And again, he's a nice-looking sophomore. Certainly some speed there. We've seen the ball in his hands a couple times tonight.
And that was a much safer pass, a short pass to a running back and letting him run and see what he can do with the ball after the catch.
Cards again will go spread, trips to the left, single receiver to the right. Gain of nine for LeMay. Von Hayden calls for the ball from the shotgun, goes left side. That's LeMay again at the 40-yard line. Up the hashes, 50-yard line, 45, looking for the sideline. Not going to get there, but the clock will stop as he hits the sidelines at the 41 of Menominee. So Chi High moving quickly as they need to. Ball spotted, and the clock will quickly get rolling again. Trips right, single receiver left from the gun. Von Hayden, designed rollout to his right. He's going to go right, throw right. That's again LeMay. LeMay skips out of bounds at the 35-yard line.
On the trips to the right, you have Mason Howard, Jackson LeMay, and Jackson Bowler. Both the Jacksons are sophomore running backs who are very talented. You'll be hearing a lot of them in the next couple of years.
Second and three, Chi High. Quickly back to the line. Clock is stopped at a minute 36. Again, strips left, single receiver right. From the gun, Mason Von Hayden. Von Hayden throws left side. That's LeMay. LeMay turns straight forward. He is close to a first down. May not get a generous spot. And Chi High will have to call a timeout. We will take a timeout as well. Back in 30 seconds, the Cardinals on the move. 1:27 to play, trailing 20-7 here at Menominee. Back in half a minute on WOGO Sports and Cardinal TV.
A Royal Credit Union checking account helps make a difference in your community. Each time you use your Royal debit card, up to 5 cents goes back to your community through our nonprofit Royal Credit Union Foundation. The RCU Foundation has donated over $1 million to the Chippewa Valley since 2020. By using your Royal debit card, you're helping make a difference in your community. Open a Royal checking account and help us give back at rcu.org/bettertogether. Insured by NCUA.
Chi High football on WOGO Sports and Cardinal TV. Third and one for the Cards with a minute 27 left, trailing 20-7. They're at the 32-yard line. Low snap, right side pass from Von Hayden. Cutting back up the field for a first down. It's Howard, and Howard's loose. He reverses direction. 20, 15, 10, 5. Race to the pylon to the end zone. Touchdown from 32 yards out. Mason Von Hayden to Mason Howard, and the Cards still have life.
Mason Houdini Howard. That play was well designed and really well defended. It's a wide receiver screen. You throw it out wide. He comes back to the middle where you have your offensive lineman set to make blocks. But how he got through that maze was just amazing. He is electric when he has the ball in his hands.
Subi Mason out of the hold of Dawson Goodman, the all-important PAT. The kick booms to the uprights, and it is good. Chi High within 6 points. Don't go anywhere. We're back in 60 seconds. This is Cardinal football on WOGO Sports and Cardinal TV.
Looking for a little more comfort in your life? Call the experts at Kurth Heating and Cooling, your local, employee-owned, factory-authorized carrier dealer. Kurth technicians are the authorities at getting peak performance from your heating and cooling system. You could even find yourself saving money on your energy bill. They work on most brands of equipment, so call Kurth first. They have ways of making you very comfortable. Turn to the experts. Kurth Heating and Cooling.
Fleet Farm has been serving hardworking families since 1955. We believe in honoring tradition, taking pride in our work, and doing what's right. If that sounds like you, we'd love to talk. The Fleet Farm Distribution Center in Chippewa Falls is hosting a walk-in hiring event on Wednesday, September 14th from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. with job offers for material handlers right on the spot. Stop by the Chippewa Falls DC on September 14th or apply now at careers.fleetfarm.com. careers.fleetfarm.com.
Side kick coming up here for Subi Mason. Chi High trailing just 20-14 after the 32-yard brilliant catch and run by Mason Howard. Subi Mason, the run up, he'll pop one up, going high for it. Chi High brings it down. Oh, flags on the play. It's inside the 45-yard line. What's the call? Menominee says they have it. The officials conferring. Someone went up high for that one. I don't know if it was Howard.
Mason Howard.
And he had it. Now, Coach Rakovich definitely wants an explanation. That went 10 yards, no problem. We are waiting for an indication here.
Did the ball hit the ground first when it took that hop? They're saying he made a fair catch.
Menominee leads Chi High 20-14, minute 15 on the clock. But it is Menominee football, and we don't have a firm explanation why yet, as it certainly looked like Howard came down with that ball after a brilliantly executed onside kick.
I'm just guessing
Subi
here
Mason.
That if a ball doesn't hit the ground first, then you have an opportunity to fair catch it. But if it does hit the ground first, then you do not.
So are they saying the Menominee return man called for a fair catch?
That's what it looks like, the indication is.
And so Howard did not give him the opportunity to make the fair catch as he took it away in the air. That would...
Correct.
yeah. is illegal touching. That might be the call. Either way, it is Menominee football.
So it wasn't the traditional onside kick where you squib it along the ground and wait for the big hop. This was more of a kick that popped up directly into the air without hitting the ground first. And then Menominee player wisely made a fair catch motion. And then Howard jumped up into the air brilliantly to grab the football.
And again, that I mean, just you mentioned what a smart heads-up play by the special teams unit for Menominee to call for a fair catch. I mean, that's just football knowledge there. Now Trayson Witt will take a...
Yeah, Chi-Hi with no timeouts left can't stop the clock, and Menominee will be able to just kneel down to end this game.
Well, a furious comeback for Chi-Hi, but it'll fall a little short. And again, I mean, we talk about a game of inches. And just that close.
One thing you do, you look for positives all the time. And even in a loss, and certainly this fourth quarter, the way the defense stiffened up, the way the offense had some exciting plays, it gives you something to build on. It knows what your potential is. And sure, you could talk about maybe Menominee let off the gas a little bit, being up 20-0, whatever the case may be. But still, a lot of talent on the Chi-Hi offense. They're still trying to figure out, so many of these guys are starting for the first time at the varsity level, still trying to figure out what they can do, what plays work best for them. So there's a lot to build on, and there's still a lot of season left for this team.
Yeah, it looked like one final timeout taken by Chi-Hi, and it'll give us time to let you know that coming up we'll have the Post Glass post-game show brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial home and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. Trayson Witt takes another knee, and one more from the senior should do it here.
And if River Falls is... beating Hudson, it just tells you how tough this conference is from top to bottom. Every game is going to be a battle each week.
Next week we'll have Chi-Hi back at home against North, who may very well have secured their first victory of the season. We'll get you caught up on all of that again on the Post Glass Post Game Show as Trayson Witt takes the final knee. Menominee will take what looked to be a dominant victory and instead will be escaping with one here. Chi-Hi, a furious rally in the second half, but they fall. Your final score here from Don and Nona Williams Stadium. Chippewa Falls Cardinals against Menominee. It'll be the Menominee Mustangs 20, your Chippewa Falls Cardinals 14. This is Chi-Hi Football on WOGO Sports. Don't go away. Our live postgame is next. We'll see if we can catch up with head coach Chuck Rakovich on the field. WOGO Halley, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. Back in 3.5 minutes on WOGO Sports and Cardinal TV.
Fleet Farm has been serving hardworking families since 1955. We believe in honoring tradition, taking pride in our work, and doing what's right. If that sounds like you, we'd love to talk. The Fleet Farm Distribution Center in Chippewa Falls is hosting a walk-in hiring event on Wednesday, September 14th from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. with job offers for material handlers right on the spot. Stop by the Chippewa Falls DC on September 14th or apply now at careers.fleetfarm.com. Careers.fleetfarm.com.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyson Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyson Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
Six Ways Post Glass and Mirror has you covered for anything glass.
Set!
One! Affordable auto glass repair and replacement.
Two!
Custom cut glass and mirrors.
Three!
Quick replacement of fogged or broken windows.
Four!
Free mobile service.
Five!
Window screen repair or replacement.
Six!
Endless colors and styles for your perfect custom shower door.
Touchdown!
Post Glass and Mirror, your glass experts, and proud to be part of the Chippewa Falls community. PostGlassAndMirror.com.
Is your wallet feeling lighter every time you fill up at the pump?
Get a Hy-Vee Fuel Saver card and stop paying full price for gas. It's easy. Pick up a free card at Hy-Vee on Claremont Avenue, shop for qualifying items in the store, and then save big the next time you fill up the car. It's fast, free, and easy to get started. Go to Hy-Vee.com/perks to learn more and start saving today. Or visit the customer service counter at Hy-Vee, a proud sponsor of Chi-High Football.
Hi, this is Dave Check, attorney and owner of the Check Law Office. I've been a part of the Chippewa Falls community for most of my life. It's where I grew up and where I started my practice. My motto at the Check Law Office has always been to provide people with the same legal service that I would expect if my own family needed an attorney. You meet with me directly and you are treated like part of the team. My goal has always been to get problems solved as efficiently and inexpensively as possible. I have proudly fought for Chippewa Falls on the field, as a coach, and as an attorney. Don't hesitate to add the Check Law Office to your team.
A high school sports career goes by way too fast. So how do you make all those memories last for a lifetime? You could get the standard sports photos.
Now hold the ball on your hip and smile.
Or you could call Orange Impression for a hype video that your team will never forget. Orange Impression captures real game highlights with professional video, editing, and music that will make your athlete feel like a pro. Not convinced? Check out their high school football hype reels at orangehype.com.
The Medicine Shop presents Ways Life Has Become Easier. Our horse-drawn carriages became SUVs. Airmail became email. And instead of waiting in line for prescriptions, we now have free local delivery from The Medicine Shop. The Medicine Shop, making your life easier with free local delivery. Transfer your prescriptions to The Medicine Shop and receive up to $20 off over-the-counter products. The Medicine Shop in Chippewa Falls and Menominee.
What do you get with a boiler repair diagnostic from Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating? First, you'll find our service is second to none with clean, professional, and friendly boiler service and installations. Maybe it's cracking noises, foul odors, no hot water, or the boiler is on but not heating. Wurzgalla will diagnose the problem and give you all the best options for a smooth heating season. Call 1-800-307-9000 or go to Wurzgalla.com.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyson Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyson Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
Get fit and stay fit with the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Connect with your community with group exercise classes, and the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their drop-in daycare service where caring team members watch your little ones so you can enjoy a worry-free workout. Building strong families in strong communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
At Hy-Vee, we make lives happier. And you'll be happy when you stop by for breakfast in our Wahlburgers fast casual restaurant. Or grab a flatbread pizza from our Mia Italian. In the mood for Chinese? We have that too in our Hy-Vee Hai Chai department right next to our sushi counter. So whatever you're in the mood for, you'll leave with a smile on your face when you visit Hy-Vee, a proud sponsor of Chi High Football.
What are patients saying about Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls?
A wonderful, clean office with super friendly staff. I love the feeling of having my teeth cleaned.
I'm nervous with dentistry, and they make me feel comfortable and at ease.
Dr. Wynn and his staff make going to the dentist enjoyable.
Our whole family goes to Wynn Family Dentistry. We wouldn't go anywhere else.
See the Wynn Family Dentistry difference with Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson. Wynn Family Dentistry near St. Joseph's Hospital in Chippewa Falls.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For three generations, Stelter Inc. has taken pride in bringing you only the highest quality concrete. They mine and process the aggregates themselves with daily testing to ensure quality and performance. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Get the job done right. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
It seems like a dollar just doesn't go as far these days. But when was the last time you had a pay raise? Give yourself your own cost of living increase with a new career at Berry Global in Chippewa Falls. Plastics manufacturer Berry Global has opened up night shift production operator positions with entry-level wages starting at $23.60 per hour. Medical, dental, and vision coverage, a 2-2-3 schedule, and you'll start out at $23.60 per hour. Find the Chippewa Falls location at berryglobal.com/careers. That's berryglobal.com/careers. Careers.
Are you looking for the home of your dreams? Ashley Construction can help you design and build it. Visit ashleyconstruction.co to check out our new Riverbell development. Riverbell is in the middle of apple orchard country in rural Chippewa Falls with beautiful views and rolling hills. Ashley Construction will make your building experience enjoyable from planning to handing you the keys. Additional lots in phase two are coming soon, so get your name on the waiting list today. Your perfect home awaits in the Riverbell neighborhood. Ashley Construction.
Post Glass post game show here on WOGO Sports, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. We apologize. Some technical difficulties. Operator error on my part. So we talked with head coach Chuck Rakovich. We'll recap that. Give us 30 seconds. We're back on WOGO.
Looking for a little more comfort in your life? Call the experts at Kurth Heating and Cooling, your local employee-owned factory-authorized carrier dealer. Kurth technicians are the authorities at getting peak performance from your heating and cooling system. You could even find yourself saving money on your energy bill. They work on most brands of equipment, so call Kurth first. They have ways of making you very comfortable. Turn to the experts. Kurth Heating and Cooling.
All right, we thank you for your patience. I ran up three flights of steps, and I'm not getting any younger, so I had to catch my breath a little bit here. Chi-High falls to Menominee 20-14, and again, we do apologize that you weren't able to hear the interview with head coach Chuck Rakovich, but just talking to coach down on the field, he said, "We got off the bus lackadaisical tonight." He said, when I referenced being down 14-0 at the half and a lot of close plays, he said, when we get off the bus without the focus that we need, he said, it just isn't going to do the job. He said, I told the Chippewa Herald, Menominee is a good football team, and we saw that here tonight. And so again, coach certainly looking for more from his team, maybe more on the mental side than the physical side. And he also said, if we play like this, when I mentioned, hey, it's not going to get easy week by week in the Big Rivers Conference, how do you regroup after a game like this where you have that furious comeback but we're not able to seal the deal? And he said, if we keep playing like this, we're not going to win another game the rest of the season. He's looking for more from his team, and again, not an upset but more a disappointed post-game interview with head coach Chuck Rakovich. He knows the potential of this team, but I'm sure this week in practice is going to be challenging this team, especially the upperclassmen, to be able to bring more in every practice and bring more in every game. And
We'll see how that pans out next Friday night, but I have a feeling that you're going to see this Chi-Hi team return home with some vim and vigor. This is the Post Glass postgame show brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. It's time for the Names You Know Stats Recap, brought to you by Holly Bovey and Coldwell Banker Brenizer Realtors. Names you know right here in Chippewa Falls. Holly's been helping people move in the Chippewa Valley since 2000. You can call her at 715-577-HOME. Visit hollybovey.com or find Holly on Facebook. Again, our deep gratitude in the absence of Dave Check here tonight to official Chi-Hi statistician Dave Hansen, who provided us with these stats here tonight. Rushing stats, Chi-Hi 74 yards on the ground, Menominee 264. Again, 264 rushing yards from Menominee. They were dominant on the ground here tonight, Chi-Hi 74 yards on the ground. And we saw this Chi-Hi defense make the sledding a little bit tougher. It was more of a slog for a lot of times in the second half for Steele Schaefer and company for Menominee. But still, Schaefer able to rip off that 41-yard touchdown run, his third of the night. And that really made the difference in that second half and what ended up being a six-point win for the Mustangs. Passing, Mason Von Hayden, 11 of 13 for two interceptions, 135 yards. Again, that passing game, we really saw them go into hurry-up mode and saw some exciting things from both Mason Howard that we'll hear in our second-half highlights coming up, and also Jackson LeMay, the young sophomore, with some exciting plays as well. Menominee only put the ball in the air six times tonight, four of six for one interception, 45 yards. The two passers, Trayson Witt, but also we saw Drought with the halfback option. Total yards, Chi-Hi 209 total yards, Menominee 309, so not as big a differential as you might think when you first hear those rushing stats, 100 yards separating these two teams. But again, Menominee ball control offense, controlled time of possession, controlled the line of scrimmage for much of the first half before the Chi-Hi defense was able to stiffen up a little bit more. Rushing leaders, Dawson Goodman, six carries for 36 yards for Chi-Hi to lead the way, had a touchdown. Jack Drought with 22 carries for 98 yards, the rushing leaders for Menominee. But Steele Schaefer, three touchdowns on the ground, carried the ball 28 times for 120 yards. And that's the Names You Know Stats Recap, brought to you by Holly Bovey and Coldwell Banker Brenizer Realtors. Names you know right here in Chippewa Falls. Holly's been helping people move in the Chippewa Valley since 2000. You can call her at 715-577-HOME. Visit hollybovey.com or find Holly on Facebook. 3 minutes and we're back here as we finish up the Post Glass postgame show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Your second half highlights as Chi-Hi falls by six to Menominee, 20-14. Both teams now 2-2 on the season. We'll take a 3 minute break and then we'll be back to wrap things up from Menominee here on WOGO Sports.
Are you looking for the home of your dreams? Ashley Construction can help you design and build it. Visit ashleyconstruction.co to check out our new Riverbell development. Riverbell is in the middle of apple orchard country in rural Chippewa Falls with beautiful views and rolling hills. Ashley Construction will make your building experience enjoyable from planning to handing you the keys. Additional lots in phase two are coming soon, so get your name on the waiting list today. Your perfect home awaits in the Riverbell neighborhood. Ashley Construction.
A Royal Credit Union checking account helps make a difference in your community. Each time you use your Royal debit card, up to 5 cents goes back to your community through our nonprofit Royal Credit Union Foundation. The RCU Foundation has donated over $1 million to the Chippewa Valley since 2020. By using your Royal debit card, you're helping make a difference in your community. Open a Royal checking account and help us give back at rcu.org/bettertogether. Insured by NCUA.
Fleet Farm has been serving hardworking families since 1955. We believe in honoring tradition, taking pride in our work, and doing what's right. If that sounds like you, we'd love to talk. The Fleet Farm Distribution Center in Chippewa Falls is hosting a walk-in hiring event on Wednesday, September 14th from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. with job offers for material handlers right on the spot. Stop by the Chippewa Falls DC on September 14th or apply now at careers.fleetfarm.com. Careers.fleetfarm.com.
Competition drives us to be our best.
That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Six Ways Post Glass and Mirror has you covered for anything glass.
Set! One!
Affordable auto glass repair and replacement.
Two!
Custom cut glass and mirrors.
Three!
Quick replacement of fogged or broken windows.
Four!
Free mobile service.
Five!
Window screen repair or replacement.
Six!
Endless colors and styles for your perfect custom shower door.
Touchdown!
Post Glass and Mirror, your glass experts, and proud to be part of the Chippewa Falls community. PostGlassAndMirror.com.
Hi, this is Dave Check, attorney and owner of the Check Law Office. I've been a part of the Chippewa Falls community for most of my life. It's where I grew up and where I started my practice. My motto at the Check Law Office has always been to provide people with the same legal service that I would expect if my own family needed an attorney. You meet with me directly and you are treated like part of the team. My goal has always been to get problems solved as efficiently and inexpensively as possible. I have proudly fought for Chippewa Falls on the field, as a coach, and as an attorney. Don't hesitate to add the Check Law Office to your team.
Final segment here of the Post Glass Post Game Show tonight, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit PostGlassAndMirror.com. A hard-fought game for your Chippewa Falls Cardinals, but they fall here to the home team, the Menominee Mustangs. Your final score, Menominee 20, Chi-High 14. Here's how the second half sounded on WOGO Sports and Cardinal TV. OSM.com/WOGO. Back to pass, Trayson Witt, flushed out to his right. He's hit, he's sacked, he's taken back inside the 50-yard line. Oh, what a hit! A loss of 12 on the play.
Davis Bromizel did a tremendous job of coming off the edge, and that was really set up, and I didn't catch the number who it was. I think it was number five, the defensive, the other side.
Weston Tanzer.
Yes, Tanzer did a great job of disrupting the quarterback, not allowing him to throw the football. And then Davis came from the other edge and put a great hit on the quarterback.
Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. And a new center coming soon.
Wide open. Mason Howard.
At CVOSM.com.
Von Hayden back to pass, flushed out to his left, throws it deep down the sideline. Mason Howard running under it, makes the catch all the way down to the 20-yard line of Menominee. The biggest play of the night for Chi High, knocking on the door of the Johnson Roloff red zone, and no flags on the play. And with their most promising drive yet at the 6-yard line. First and goal, double wing, double tight, far hash. Left side, that's Dawson Goodman. Goodman following his blocking, bangs his way inside the two to the end zone. Touchdown, Chippewa Falls!
Really nice run. He's lined up in the right wing back, gets the pitch, comes to the left side of the offensive line, hits off a defender, does a spin, and lunges into the end zone. Really nice job by the offensive line to give him a crease, and Dawson Goodman sniffed the end zone, was not going to be denied.
Superior down two scores at the half to Eau Claire North, 14-0, and Hudson similarly down two scores to fellow unbeaten River Falls at the break, 13-0. 3 minutes gone by, fourth quarter from the 34. A great play in the backfield. Wesley Tanzer absolutely upends Steele Schaefer. Number five against number five.
Stop made by
and our guy wins that stop.
Great defensive play coming off the edge, getting into the backfield before Schaefer was able to get into the line of scrimmage.
Members, watch your little ones so you can enjoy a worry-free workout. Building strong families and strong communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Here it is for the Chi-High defense. Fourth and seven, Menominee at the 19-yard line. Back to pass, Trayson Witt. He's got a clean pocket. He throws right side, tipped in the air, knocked out of bounds. Turnover on downs. And the Cardinal offense will take over, and a little life remains here at Williams Stadium. There's 3:53 on the clock. Chi High. That's BarryGlobal.com/careers. A fourth and three for the Menominee Mustangs. The Chi High defense trying to turn the Mustangs over on downs. twice in a row. Different starting formation, and they'll do the direct snap to Steele Schaefer, and Schaefer's hit in the backfield and dropped another turnover on downs on two consecutive possessions, and that was Zwiefelhofer, the first to the ball.
Yes, and David Bromeisel also there. So they just lined their running back, Steele Schaefer, as the quarterback on that play, direct snap to him. The quarterback was out on the wide receiver position. They just tried to run the ball up the middle, and the Chi-High defense was up to the task again.
Third and one for the Cards with a minute 27 left, trailing 20-7. They're at the 32-yard line. Low snap, right side pass from Von Hayden. Cutting back up the field for a first down. It's Howard, and Howard's loose. He reverses direction. 20, 15, 10, 5. Race to the pylon to the end zone. Touchdown from 32 yards out. Mason Von Hayden to Mason Howard, and the Cards still have life.
Mason Houdini Howard.
2-yard. Brilliant catch and run by Mason Howard. Subi Mason, the run up, he'll pop one up, going high for it. Chi-High brings it down. Oh, flags on the play. It's inside the 45-yard line. And that's how our highlights will end, and that's how the game will end. Again, if you're just joining us, Mason Howard went up high on that kick from Subi Mason on the onside kick. Chi-High was down by just six, and Howard did retrieve the ball, but a heads-up play by one of the upbacks for Menominee. Because that ball did not touch the ground, they called for a fair catch, and because Howard, in going up and getting that ball, did not allow the return man to have the opportunity to make that fair catch, it was Menominee football, and the Mustangs kneeled out the clock. Well, we had your Holly Bovee Names You Know Stats recap a few minutes ago here on WOGO Sports, brought to you by Holly Bovee and Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors. Names you know right here in Chippewa Falls. Holly's been helping people move in the Chippewa Valley since 2000. You can call her at 715-577-HOME. Visit hollybovee.com or find Holly on Facebook. Congratulations to the Eau Claire North Huskies. From Justice Cleveland here tonight, for the first time since September 26th, 2014, a 46-game conference losing streak is snapped as the Huskies blank Superior 21-0. Congratulations to the Huskies. That's your opponent for Chi-High next week, and you know that's going to be a motivated North team and a Chi-High team looking for a little redemption after dropping two Big Rivers games in a row. Top dog in the Big Rivers right now seems to be the River Falls Wildcats, though I'm sure Menominee is going to have something to say about that with the way they played tonight. New Richmond probably will try and be in the mix as well. Eau Claire Memorial trying to get a score from Memorial New Richmond, but River Falls knocks off previously unbeaten Hudson 27-14 and Rice Lake 44-6. Winners over Amory, not in the Big Rivers, but good to keep track of those former BRC teams as well. This has been the Post Glass and Mirror Post Glass Post Game Show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. Thank you to Owen Krista, Chi-High alum, for joining us on the Cardinal live stream tonight, keeping things running smoothly. And back at the Wogo home base in Halley, Zach Wycheck. Thank you to all of our sponsors as well, making these broadcasts possible. Thank you to you for joining us once again. Your final score from Don and Nona Williams Stadium in Menominee. It's the Menominee Mustangs 20, your Chippewa Falls Cardinals 14. This has been Chi-High Football, a presentation of WOGO Sports. Good night from Menominee.
Chi-High Football is on the air.
WOGO, your sports station.
WOGO's coverage of the Cardinals is brought to you by Ashley Construction, Post Glass and Mirror, your Eau Claire Hy-Vee, Berry Global of Chippewa Falls, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Culver's of Lake Alley, the Check Law Office, Dave Check Attorney, the Fleet Farm Distribution Center of Chippewa Falls, Heath Loken and Associates Professional Land Surveying, Holly Bovee of Coldwell Banker Bronizer Realtors, Johnson Roloff Service, Northwestern Bank, by Kurth Heating and Cooling, Mason Companies, Stelter Incorporated, the Medicine Shop of Chippewa Falls and Menominee, Royal Credit Union, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, White City Glass, Weirs Gallup Plumbing, Heating and Air of the Chippewa Valley, Wynn Family Dentistry of Chippewa Falls, and by the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Now, with the Culver's Kickoff Show, here's your WOGO sports team, Caleb Swenson, Dave Check, and Alan Dunham.